Can you go back to the coffee?
Yeah.
I would like us to close our eyes and observe a moment of silence for prayer or meditation. Thank you. Honourable members, good morning to the staff, all stakeholders present in this meeting. In today's meeting, we will consider the committee's report on the 2017 Appropriation Bill. Acknowledgement of your hard work, because truth be told, members were subjected to hard work and members were available for the hard work that they played in our work. I would like to thank each and every honorable member for their full participation and robust engagement throughout this intense process. It is an intense process. So there was a unity of purpose, and this was reflected on our first ever budget public hearings held outside the Parliament precincts. Thank you indeed for your hard work. I really would like to thank you for your dedication and commitment to your work. And indeed, that public hearing was a great success. It happened for the first time, but it was a great success. We were able to solicit what ordinary citizens out there think about the appropriations thing. But what became clear is that we need to continue or accelerate our community education program about the appropriation, so that when we go out there and engage with a broader community, we should be able to get also relevant responses on the appropriation bill. So we need to proceed. It's called public participation. So I think that will assist. So there are two angles now to this. It's taking the bill there in consultation with the ordinary citizens, but also the other wisdom that came from that engagement was also identifying key stakeholders and have a round table on the bill. And I know that we've asked the Secretariat to start doing that, just identify key stakeholders. We sit together, you know, around the table, and then we discuss the bill. Because that one gives the ordinary citizens a platform to make inputs. And then at that level, you will not find bankers, you will not find, you know, so we then also have it in a round table. Because remember, the NDP has emphasized innovation. So this is part of our innovation in trying to get inputs from the broader public about our work. In this particular case, about the appropriation bill. The report was circulated yesterday, and trust that the members have gone through the report, and key will be recommendations on things we wish to see happen. Nevertheless, we may go through the report page by page, and honorable members may make inputs or omissions, you know, where there are omissions, they, you know, where they want us to leave out certain, we will then discuss. Where there's a consensus, we then act accordingly. So, okay, I know that I've thanked each and every honorable member, but I would like to also extend this to our hardworking staff. Can imagine if we did not have, if we had lazy people. And look at yesterday's report, which is about 41 pages. You know, I mean, to produce a 41-page report, it's not a child's play. It takes teamwork, and it takes dedication and commitment, but it also takes hard work. So we today have this report from their hard work. Thank you very much. And please don't get tired of servicing us. And I would want, on behalf of the committee, to thank you for also the quality work. But as we go through the report, it is normal that when somebody else look at your report, that person will be able to pick up some minor mistakes. You must remember, we want to live in the archives of the Parliament quality reports. So as we go through, I think we will be able to, if we find those minor mistakes, we'll be able to correct them so that indeed we leave quality reports in the archives of the Parliament. You never know, one day our children might come here and they should be able to be proud of our work. It's a good legacy. Okay, thank you very much. So we'll then move on to apologies.
Good morning, Chairperson, honorable members and guests. We only received one apology for today, that is from Mr. Sheikh Imam, who is attending the SADC conference somewhere in Africa. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honorable members, do you accept the apology? Hey, we are reminded. I must also switch off my phone. This day is misbehaving. Seriously. So there's one apology. Honorable members, do you accept the apology?
Yes.
Thank you. Whilst we are on apologies, may I also zero in this one important item? Or maybe we'll do it at the end. No, let's do it at the end. It's an item that talks to our very last... Remember, Jesus Christ, followers had their last supper. So our last meeting with Honorable Member Dr. Fick, as he's now redeployed somewhere else. But no, let's reserve it for the last item. And actually, I would want Honorable Member Gobaza, as the whip of the committee, to, you know, just to give a word of thanks to him at the end. Thank you. Now we are now item number 3, consideration and adoption of the committee's report on the 2017 appropriation bill. The appropriation bill has been circulated to honorable members. So let's look at the appropriation bill. And I would want us to do it page by page. Né? So I'll be happy if members can have patience. I'm told patience is virtue. So that we do it correctly and, you know, we satisfy ourselves. Now, page 1, honorable members, I know you looked at this. Clause 1, I'm sorry, your first paragraph, are you happy? But then members must respond so that I see that, so that we can move and we don't get stuck on just one item. Or must I just say page 1? I think that will help, ne? Okay, on page 1, are there any corrections or any additions or subtractions, honorable members, on page 1? think this one just talks to where the legislation that regulates our mandate. All right. Shall we then move to page 2? Anything on page 2? Any corrections? Any omissions? Any? Tell me, because in terms of this engagement, at the beginning we do allow the National Treasury to come and brief us. Are we not supposed to reflect them here? On the stakeholders were also invited to comment.
In paragraph 2, Chairperson.
Ma?
In paragraph 2.
Paragraph 2, here.
On page 1. At the end of paragraph.
Okay, the last, okay. Okay, was briefed thereon by the National Treasurer. Okay, no, that's fine. Thanks. And then page 2 doesn't look like, does not look like we want to correct anything here. But this portrays the work that was put on this, which should help us to produce a quality report. Okay. The public hearing focused on the allocations for the following sectors, the stakeholders. These are the sectors that are reflected at the bottom of paragraph 2. Shall we then move to now? Or the public hearing, but do you remember that COSATU also made a submission? It says that they could not come to the public hearing. Where do they? Where do we reflect them? They made a submission. No, I'm trying to say on the stakeholders here. Are we not supposed to reflect them here?
They are. The public hearing only the paragraph after.
Yeah.
COSATU is mentioned there.
Made submissions. Oh, okay. All right. Page 3.
Nothing, so we'll move to page 4. Just to double check the figures, you took them as they are, ne?
Yeah.
So that you don't really understand. Ma?
And they've been verified.
Oh, they've been verified, yeah, that's what I wanted to check. Look. One mistake. You know, change the appropriation bill. And, yeah, it will not be good because it will then look like an amendment. Which was not adopted by the COVID. No, that's fine. Page 5. Now on, okay, no, yeah, fine. On the other stakeholders, see the first that list, the first list of stakeholders. Are we not supposed to also reflect the office of the chief procurement officer?
No.
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Because I know that this came in the speech, né, to say there's this office and its function, né, and the difference that it has made since it came into, since it was established. So So then we just called them to come and brief us. So we don't have to mention them, okay. All right. And I just don't want you to...
They are mentioned in paragraph 3.
Yeah, no, nah, I wonder. Yeah, okay. Okay. All right, shall we then move on to page 6? Anything on page 6? None. Shall we move to page 7? Then move to page 8. Okay, yes, Honorable McLaughlin?
Just one comment, right in the top line. Competitive comments are saying subject.
Okay, can you please switch on your mic so that we can hear you?
Sorry. Page 8, the very top line,
yes.
A comma between the words competitive and sustainable.
Competitive, yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Any other correction on page 8? None. Shall we move to page 9? So this you copied as is, right? This one. This table on top there that talks to different departments and their allocations.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay. Then shall we move to page 10? Paragraph 1, paragraph 2, paragraph 3, paragraph 4. We move to page 11. Paragraph 1, 2, paragraph 3, paragraph 4, paragraph 5. Thank you. We move to page 12 of the report. Honourable Member McLaughlin.
Just a question, ma'am. I always understood it was the Human Sciences Research Council in Europe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is about putting the dots on the, what do you call it, the line, you know?
Mm-hmm.
To, yeah, so that's all those little... They add value to the report. Thank you very much. So your paragraph 1, paragraph 2, 3, 4. We move, thank you. We move to paragraph, to page 13. Page 13, paragraph 1, 2, Honourable Member McLaughlin.
Thank you, Chairman. Page 13, the second line of 3.5, Public Service Commission. Cost-cutting measures, it should read, not costs-cutting measures. Just the S should come out there.
The S.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. The last paragraph there. Anything on that paragraph? Okay. Honourable Member McLaughlin?
Thank you, ma'am. I should read, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up from the bottom.
On which paragraph?
On page 13.
13 paragraph?
5 lines up from the bottom, the last paragraph,
okay,
bottom
yes.
of the page.
Yes.
It's the Department of Water and Sanitation. It just says, and Department of Water, it should read, and the Department of Water and Sanitation. Well, the these not that.
And the department here.
Department
we do we all agree? Agree. Okay. Yes, Honourable Dr. Afik.
Yeah, thank you. I just have a question, yeah, and it's because I'm not sure. I thought it was the other way.
Is it on page 13?
On page 13, the second paragraph, or the first paragraph, the one which starts the HSRC.
Yes.
That second sentence, I didn't think that was correct. Of concern was the fact that there was no consensus on the number of SOEs. Is that right? That's the first point question I want for clarity in the existence and the lack of a clear legislative framework within which these institutions operate. Now, I thought that was the case. I'm just asking for clarity.
No, I also looked at that report. The report said that the HRC report, they were concerned about not being sure about the number of SOEs that are there and the fact that we might not know how many to monitor. They linked it to monitoring. Because we don't know how many, so you might focus on these ones only find that you're neglecting others. But who should come up with this information? I think it's the Department of State Enterprises must give us.
Public Enterprises. Yes.
Sorry?
Public Enterprises.
Oh, State, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Can we write to them and request that they give us the list of all state-owned enterprises so that we can know, you know, in our monitoring which ones we want to visit, which ones we, you know, so that we don't treat others, pay attention to others and leave others out. Okay. Shall we then move to page 14? Thank you so much for your input. Page 14. First paragraph. Okay. Second paragraph.
Just to
first
on the first line.
Yes.
The Director General. Instead
okay.
of Director
General.
General.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Directors General. Are you in agreement?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
thank you very much. Thank you. Second paragraph. And then the third paragraph. That was page 14, eh?
Mm.
I just want to check on the method of work. As we talk, are you effecting the changes? That is?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then it's fine. Okay. Honourable Member McLaughlin, are you on 15?
No,
I'm on 14.
Oh, on 14? That's also a question. The last paragraph on page 14. It reads there was a decline in the number of cases of financial misconduct finalized by national departments from 563 cases, etc.
Which paragraph?
The last paragraph.
The third one.
On
okay.
Page 14. Then the second sentence reads, there are also improvements in the recovery of amounts involved. Now, that implies that what we stated beforehand was an improvement. It wasn't. There's a decline in the number of cases finalized, not in the number of cases. So that's not an improvement. It's quite worse. But we're implying
well,
it's an improvement.
Declining the number of cases of financial misconduct finalized by national departments from...
Yes. So in other words, we perform better when we finalize more cases. But the implication here is that we've perform better now.
Yeah, so you're right. You're almost like
so
a tautology. So which one do we want us to remove?
Then we should not say also improvements. We should say there are, however, improvements in the recovery of amounts involved or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. There are, however... Okay.
In the same paragraph.
It's just the next sentence.
Yeah, the next sentence, yeah.
Okay, the next sentence can come, Honorable Gwabaza.
It should read, departments where amounts were not recovered. No, departments where amounts...
No, that's right.
Were not recovered.
Where amounts not recovered were in excess.
Oh, okay.
Let's read the whole thing in context.
Okay, so this one we skip, it's
Fine.
Not a correction, eh?
It's okay.
Okay, let's look at page 15. Okay, Honorable Member Mukwanyane.
Yeah, on this paragraph, let's start with in terms of effective
yes.
and efficient performance.
Let's call it second paragraph.
Second paragraph, within the public service.
It's within the public service.
Yes, and then on the fourth line, the last word there should be affect performance.
Another yeah, that
another
new
essay
yeah.
It affects performance.
Yeah. Okay.
Fourth line, the last word of the fourth line.
Affect. All right. Okay. Then the third paragraph. And the sixth paragraph. Do you have something?
No.
Okay. Let's move to paragraph, I'm sorry, page 16. On page 16, first paragraph, that if you say this one you extracted as is, so you don't anticipate mistakes here. And then, all right. You see the, I think it's on the, I'll say it's the third paragraph, the one that starts with the department further reported that the following required statutory prescripts. Am I right?
Yeah,
prescripts. Okay. And then yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another correction? None. Okay. Shall we then move to 17? Yes, Honorable McLaughlin.
Slot 16, at the bottom of the page, bullet point 3. Just should read annual financial statements are timelessly submitted. There's a missing S there.
Okay, the bottom continues with.
The third bullet point.
Yes.
In the last
part. Annual financial statements. With an S. This is at the bottom of page 15, 16.
Oh, 16. Yeah, okay, 16. Yeah. All right. One,
sorry,
two, three. Annual financial statements.
Statements.
Assignments submitted. Mm. Yes. Thank you. All right, move to 17. Any correction on, let's treat that small anyana there as a paragraph, and then second paragraph.
Just
yes, ma'am.
No, I just would like to check this paragraph, first paragraph under 3.7.
Okay.
Should we say the budget comprises of 5 programs? Is it the budget? I'm just questioning the word from the budget comprises.
Okay, which other alternative word you would use there? Let's see.
I'm trying to think. If we say the budget comprises of 5 programs, somehow
the budget is
right.
Divided into 5 programs.
Allocated or something. But
allocated, no. The budget is divided into 5 programs, or the budget comprises of 5 programs. Which one?
Because the department is the department that's divided into 5 programs, but now the budget maybe is allocated according to the 5 programs. I'm not too sure how, but I just read that and it doesn't sound right.
Yeah, okay. Honourable Member McLaughlin?
I suggest, ma'am, maybe we could say the budget funds or finances 5 programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, are we in agreement, all of us? Are we in agreement?
Yeah.
Finances. I know, you know, because this the budget has got its own terminology. I know that in terms of the PFMA, they say the budget must be linked to the program.
Okay, that's what you should say.
It says you can't have a program that, because that shows what naive budget is a plan.
Mm.
So it can't hang in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be linked to different programs.
Okay.
So can we maybe use the word, because you can find it in the PFMA. Even this one is okay, but you know, sometimes people want to hear the same language that you use, you know?
Let's use what?
Link. Last city. We're still looking at it.
Linked.
The budget is linked to 5 programs. That is, ne? Yes, ma'am.
No, I thought it was correct as it was written.
Comprises.
I don't know. Budget can be comprised of program.
Budget is comprised of money.
It's a financial plan.
Thanks, Chairperson.
What did the researcher say?
My proposal is the way it's worded in terms of the English, it might lead to some misunderstanding. So I would propose the budget vote comprises of 5 programs.
That sounds like
that vote,
yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Are we all in agreement on this one?
This one is perfect.
Okay,
so I want to pretend that as we get along, we will find those are different departments. All of them comprises. So this is the correction that we want. That's fine.
Thanks.
And then that was the third paragraph, the fourth paragraph. Nothing. All right. Hey, tell her that's what I did there. It was better. It was making a lot of noise, that thing. So, it was banging very hard. Okay, page 19. Are we page 19 or page 18? Or 17? Page 18? And page 18? I saw a correction on project register and budget. I don't know why it's here, but I saw it. Yeah? Is it here? Project register and budget. I saw it as I was reading last night, so I wrote it down, but I don't see it now here. Project register and budget. Okay. So I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
On what page is it?
when I read that night, I thought it was on page 18 bills. I wrote page 18 projects, register, and budgets. So, but I was reading it from my. Let me see if I can find something. Get my gadgets. All right, anyway, let's not waste time. If we have to come back, we'll come back. There's nothing there, eh? All right. Shall we then move? Okay. Page 19. We are on social development, ne? And then page 19. Nothing, ne? Let's move to page 20. Alright, page 21.
Sorry, ma'am,
yes, you may come in.
This is page 19, ma'am.
Oh, page 19.
Four lines up from the bottom of the page. That word should be advanced stages of construction, not advances.
Where is it?
First word of the line, the fourth line.
Okay, on paragraph. Okay, the last paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, advanced stages of construction.
Okay, I see. Or advanced stages. Advanced centers are in advanced. Yeah, you're right. Advanced stages. Okay. Right, shall we then 20? Anything on page 20? Okay, let's move to page 21.
I'm sorry, can I just take that back to page 20?
Page 20, ne?
So
right, let's look at page 20.
The last paragraph at the bottom. Just from the content point of view. Casata was concerned about the negative impact of government's austerity approach. I don't know that the government has an austerity approach. Casata may perceive it to be such, but I don't think it is actually such. Is it correct for us to say just austerity approach or the perceived austerity approach, something like
okay.
that? I don't know whether what the other members feel, but my understanding is it is a
perceived,
a perception on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that we actually do.
Not there.
You agree? Yes.
Okay, you know, I do want you to educate me on this one. I think I also get into the temptation of using the two alternatively, your cost containment and austerity measures.
They're different.
Yeah.
Far away.
That's why I say educate me. So that from today onwards, I don't make
I can summarize it.
Yeah.
Cost containment is a strategy of our government to make sure that they cut the unnecessary things. Yeah, they just trim the fat.
Yeah.
But austerity is something that is happening in Greece. You know, they just, for instance, they say, we'll cut all the pensions will cut all the feeding
measure.
School.
Yeah.
Mm. You cut things that are necessary.
Oh.
But on the cost containment, you leave the necessary, like the budget is done.
Yeah.
But just make sure that there's not too much cold drink, not too much what. Yeah.
Okay.
Like not giving us an increase.
Like what?
Yeah,
like
that one.
Was.
Yes, yes, it was.
Our English.
Yes, we didn't get it.
Mustn't talk like that because I need.
No, it happened.
I need money back.
No, it happened. So we're giving you an example of austerity.
Yeah.
Because you were supposed to get that.
Yeah, but then it was cut.
It was cut.
So that's fine.
No, it was not cut. It was postponed.
Oh,
is it coming? Hey, good news now.
I think it's just that they use the wrong example.
Yeah.
When they use the salary reducer.
Eh?
I'm saying that Dr. Faith used a wrong example.
Yeah.
When he used the salary cutting, that is why the chairperson.
But no, please, don't.
No, it was not. It was correct.
Okay.
Now the whip is bringing good news now.
Further postponed.
Further. You know what? You must not try and ignite hope because we've already given up on last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're hoping that they will give us.
I'll collapse
some
now.
Little increase. Yeah. Some little increase.
Mm.
Last year we've given up because
yeah.
You know, with their budgetary constraints. But this year, okay. All right. So we're on page.
Appointed.
So we're on page
19,
8,
20. Can you come and sit here? I reserved this for you here.
No, I wanted to come to this meeting. This is what the contract of it. So if now we are changing it, we're not representing correctly.
My apology, I was not ignoring you because Shoot was pumped under behind Dr. Fick because I did not see your hand. Okay, no, that's fine. All right, what's your take on the input by Honorable Manana? If they put it like this, we can't change it, isn't it? Because it's an impact of government austerity approach.
Mm-hmm.
Should you say approach or austerity measure?
I suppose.
That's approach.
Let's leave it like that.
Okay. So we leave it as it is.
Yeah.
I must be guided by the meeting. So we leave it as it is. Alright.
Sorry. How as it is?
Aniti, they are quoting AMA concerns of COSAT about the negative impact of government's austerity approach.
Oh, so if we say it's COSAT,
yeah,
we leave it as it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, page 21, I think we're doing well. If we can focus again. Page 21.
I was not there, but I think here, when it comes to what COSAT said,
yeah.
It is to give a very clear indication that the second issue on austerity was actually said by COSATU as well. Not that it was said. Because
it
as it is
not,
stated
it's
here,
not us.
It gives an impression that it was said by the committee.
Mm.
So let us phrase it in a way that, you know, COSATU was concerned about the negative impact of government, or of government, and was further, you know, probably worried about the austerity or whatever, but let's state it in a way that it shows
it's COSAT.
Yeah.
It's a continuation of what came up from
COSAT. Yeah, mama's name here so that you can find. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
We can say that COSAT was concerned about the negative impact of government's cost containment measures on critical public services, on critical public service vacancies, and they viewed this as an austerity approach.
Yeah. Good.
So is it critical public
service vacancies?
It's here.
Okay, all right. Yeah, all right. No, that's fine. Yeah, I think this one sounds much, much better. Mm-hmm. Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we capture it that way? All right. We page 21.
Yeah, I am captured by Christopher.
Page 22. Yes, ma'am. Page 21. Okay.
Yeah, that is smart. On the second paragraph, the third line there. I don't know if we need to put the word real. We say government to reduce real wasteful expenditure.
On page?
Should you?
On
21, second paragraph, third line.
Okay.
It says to reduce real wasteful expenditure. Do we need the real? I think
mm-hmm.
remove the real and just say wasteful expenditure.
Wasteful is wasteful.
Okay. Let's remove real. You sure they didn't talk about fruitless? Ah, because you must not misquote them. Well, to the fitted well, the fruitless and wasteful, but it must be them, not us, adding to the input. Yes.
Okay, I'm not. The word real is used in the actual submission. When I read the submission, it says exactly, quote, "We had hoped to see more commitment by government to reduce real wasteful expenditure and corruption."
Mm.
End quote. So if they are used, they might have meant what
yeah.
they meant. I do not know.
Let's put
but
it
it's just as
so we leave
the
animal
here
the quote. Maybe put
okay.
quote
in red and comma.
So that's
the same. Because as it stands, it's not quote.
So
it's from
it's real, ne?
Yeah.
But they must put inverted commas.
Inverted commas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Page 20 of Honorable Dr. Fee.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not disagreeing, or maybe I'm in a subtle way, but then we can just look at the whole report of this in inverted commas, because basically that's what we are saying. We are saying everything that the Sartre have said, so I'm just saying. You know,
meaning it's not even necessary to put inverted commas, right? Mm. Okay, that's fine. Are we
no, Chair.
Agreement?
You know, when a person reads it, especially on those stances that we are specific COSATU stances and not the committees, we need to indicate that. It must not be misconstrued as it is the committee saying that. We must find a way of
okay, I'm waiting to be guided by the meeting.
No, wait, what was it? Is it in quotation
comment?
No,
I think it's issue.
It's just a
yeah, it's just a statement that's contained in their submission.
Yeah, let's
but
leave it as a statement and not quote it.
Okay. I think it takes us back to what Honorable Members Nana said. So we can't change their input. Right? So, but we are in agreement that let's put it as they put it in their submission. They have said real, then without inverted commas. What?
No, I'm laughing at what Dr. Fico is here on the register.
But it said from
it's
the age.
It's from the day it was ATC. So Dr. Fick is technically speaking
yeah.
not a member of the committee.
Debating.
If you like something with his money.
No,
I'll have a look at that.
No, he scratched Mr. Topham's name out only from 9 June.
So you just have mine.
No, I didn't.
You're still there, Dr. Fick.
Okay. Shall we focus again? Thank you. Maybe you needed that, you know. So that yeah. Okay. We are still on page 21. Do I have your permission to move to page 22? Okay. Let's move to page 23.
Sure.
It's
Dr. Peake?
I was just thinking aloud with Honorable Manana. Yeah, I'm saying, yeah.
Not on page?
Just these things on page 21, that is now austerity, if you look at those. It's just, I was just thinking aloud.
Okay. Yes, austerity on the job cut. The budget
We're now on page 23.
Mm. Page 24, they commented on almost every department.
Mm.
They've done their homework, so you can't blame them.
Yeah, this is good, eh? So they
take
their work
serious. 25. I think they must be having a governance unit that will do this. Because if you read, these rules are good. They're good. You can see that they are not just responding for the sake of responding.
Mm.
They have carefully applied their minds and then,
where does it say?
Yeah. Okay, page 26. Peter Marisbeck, Agency for Social Action. Hey, this gentleman is very active, he's a real activist.
Mm.
I'm telling you, he came, you remember he presented in that workshop.
Then he
also went to Khayelitsha from Peter Marisbeck. I like his spirit and the energy. Okay, equal education. Any welcome back? I was saying welcome.
Okay.
We're on page 6 of the report. 26. What did I say? Did I say 6? There's madness here. Page 26. All right. Shall we then move to page 27? We are going through the report before adopting it for submission to the House this afternoon, to the ATC this afternoon. Okay. Kulumani Support Group. Okay. Page 28 of the report. Okay, Chatti. Page 29. If there is no other input, we move to page 30. By the way, or public hearing in Khayelitsha. Oh yeah, Khayelitsha. So we broke down the inputs by here. Okay, 30, and then 31. Any input? Further input or subtraction or omission? Okay, that's page 31. We'll then move to page 32. Can't you even find the report engine? Is there, because Leyami, it talks to the wage bill. What is still coming?
5.5.
Is it 5.5?
Okay, on the wage field, okay, let's sustainability of the wage bill, okay. There's something that I want to add because as I was reading, I thought we should add this, yeah? But then I'm throwing it to the meeting. If the meeting agrees, we will then, it will then be added. When we talk about committee remains concerned, the committee notes the compensation of employee budget limits introduced in the 2016 Appropriation Act will be carried over into this allocation of expenditure on compensation of employee being okay. All right, I wanted us here to add, I know this input came from FFC, where they spoke about disparities between expenditure and performance of, okay, the report thing if had it had this, which report was better? Did you change? With new inputs? It had, but the report said disparities between expenditure and performance of departments. Now, I wanted us to... 5.6. Okay, yeah, all right. Let's go there then. I don't want us to say department, let's say some department, disparities between expenditure and performance. Well, some are performing like Mauburga in terms of the MPET. You see that there's 100% performance, but some, there's a discrepancy between expenditure. So if you can say some, not all of them. Honorable Member McLaughlin.
Ma'am, there was only one department that performed well on those submissions that we got from the PSC, measuring expenditure against targets achieved. Well, that was Public Service and Administration. All the rest were below.
All the serious discrepancies? You sure? All of them? All 439?
There was only one that was over 90%. The rest were below 80%.
Below. Okay. All right. How do we want to there? Because that one must be protected, because we can't include it under all the departments.
Then mention it.
Most.
Okay, yeah. I think, that will assist. Most, because there are those that have not, okay. And that's fine.
And only. In the, which is talking about, it's 90.
And then,
just before we move on, Chair, on this issue of how do we record the regression in some of the departments? One financial year they do well, the next financial year they decline, and there is no clear explanation why. They And I think we are calling for consistency in terms of where do we include that?
Can you be guided?
Because it's something that we have noted.
We can craft something on 30th. Or do we mind if we have a separate finding that speaks only to that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can put it in a separate.
Okay.
Can I say something, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just saying that it's correct to say many departments, but we must also actually name the one that has done well. Because you see, if you want to improve a person, you must say when he's wrong, but also appreciate when he's done.
Okay. That you're noting it,
mm-hmm.
And then before the end of this meeting, maybe if you can tell us how the just to us it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can say all except the
one.
Okay. No.
But mention.
I want you to mention. That's what I'm saying.
All I'm saying is that you must say all except the department. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honorable McLaughlin.
A suggestion, a proposal, ma'am. The committee finds that, comma, with the exception of the Department of Public Service and Administration, Commonly, there remain significant disparities between department expenditure performance and predetermined targets.
Okay.
Point them out as the one who doesn't and the rest.
Are you getting it, Sandy? Okay.
Just a proposal.
Okay. And then, you know, there's another input, which in this document of mine, it will say, oh, it's page 38, it's going to be another time. Okay. Yeah. But when we talk about public sector wage bill, I don't know, you'll tell us where you think we should put it. FSC actually made a very good proposal there to say we need to link public sector wage bill to the public sector productivity. Do you remember that statement from FSC? So I don't know where, I think to me it's a very good one, eh? Because
yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, people do sign
performance.
I think that thing is, yeah, actually it's supposed to be that performance agreement. So I think the way, yeah. So you'll see where we can put it,
yes.
And okay. I think it's a good point. Unless if you say we put it under recommendation. It will be missing under recommendation.
We note it and
yeah,
then
we can yes.
Yeah.
Put it as a recommendation.
Okay.
As well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. And then the constraints will reduce some of the pressures on staff headcount and enable government to direct larger portion of expenditure. Okay. And then the committee is of the view that department needs. Okay. I don't know if also this input will be, but here I've written page 38, because it was really on page 38, investing more in monitoring and evaluation capabilities to improve the performance.
Mm.
Remember, we raised the question with the minister. Was it the minister to say, what are you doing to strengthen monitoring and evaluation? We even thought, because this must be done across all government, all spheres of government. Invest more in monitoring and evaluation capabilities across all government spheres. Where do you see us fitting this? It was not in here. As I was reading, I thought it was important that we have it.
It is.
But you'll see where we can fit it in.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Yes,
look
under the theme of efficiency effectiveness.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Page 32. Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. Ma.
I just wanted to speak to 5.8, the second line when it says entities to improve treatment and disclosure of irregular success. And what is treatment? Because second line there. 5.8, improve treatment.
Let's use the budget language here.
Mm. I just not want to know what it means.
I know this word is
language.
More relevant than the health.
And the health language. No, I really...
That's
no,
why she's so bored. She comes from that
day. I know irregular process and relationship, but I'm just looking at the way the treatment. So I just need some explanation on. I can't say
the way it's
wrong, but
okay,
I just need to know what it means.
Thanks, Ma, for your sponsor this. So now, why don't you just leave out the word treatment and say improve disclosure of irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure? Improve.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Manana, you're not even hearing me. The way you and you see, that's why I didn't even see your hand.
But I have reserved a seat for you. Yes.
Okay, yes.
Okay. Just a. Through Chairperson, that's the wording that's used in the accounting language as well.
Treatment.
Because what happens is the AGA submitted to us that in the past financial year there were some departments that could not submit on time annual financial statement because there were disagreements on whether the expenditure that they've incurred is this irregular or unauthorized or fruitless. So how do you account for the expenditure? So there's been some challenges in that. Now the work that Treasury is doing through the Office of the Accountant General is to have much more seamless definitions in terms of the expenditures incurred in this manner that should qualify as fruitless, that should qualify as unauthorized, that should qualify as irregular. So the wording used there is the word that is used.
Oh yeah.
That expenditures incurred, how do you treat it?
But why don't we then say entity improve how they treat disclosure of irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure? Come, run. Doesn't make sense, eh?
Unless we just replace treatment with classification. How they classify.
Classification.
Oh, no, but treatment was more appropriate.
It's okay.
It was okay.
Their meaning entails the same outcome.
The classification.
Yes, but I was just explaining because my student was asking the word if it's
okay.
Appropriate. So I think it's appropriate, but both the intention is the same.
So are we agreeing on classification?
Improve the management.
And disclosure, eh? Or classification? And disclosure. Does it tell? You're right. Are we in agreement? Yeah?
It changes a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Improve.
It changes, Chairperson. The treatment was okay.
To improve.
Classification and disclosure of irregular.
I think treatment.
Treatment is the one that is used by Chairperson.
But classification sounds.
Something else.
Chairperson,
No, for poetry,
Chairperson, I think let's leave treatment because what it means, just means the management of wasteful and whatever.
Okay.
Mm. Let's
all
say
right.
It is.
Are we in agreement? We leave treatment? Okay. Shall we move to 33? I think we're doing well. 33? Honorable?
Sorry. I'm just going to go into 32 if you allow me to. 5.9, the fourth line speaks about now, you've changed it now to state-owned companies. You've been using state-owned equities.
Now you're auditing something in
there. And then we obviously also use the capital letters.
So you're saying there must be consistency?
Mm.
If we start with entities, then it must be entities throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Shall we effect that change? Okay. Thank you very much. And then 32, we move now to 33. Go on. To 33. But what I want to know, how are we recommending on this? Because I know they even approached us on the inadequate funding of technical TVETs and CET. Only find that there's no money.
No, I don't take sugar.
But they're saying the situation here is very is desperate. Must remind us, noted.
Sugar tax today.
All right. So are we okay? Let's say the joke.
The
can't
joke?
Laugh. Can't laugh alone. Yeah.
We also had a joke here.
No, I saw this one. That was facing the guy. So when the one man is, I wish I had eyes even here because I would also have seen this one.
You missed the best one.
Okay, no, that's fine. Honourable Member McLaughlin, page 33.
Thank you, madam. Now I take you back to page 32.
32, okay.
5.9. Sorry, 5.10. That's what was the page.
Oh, 5.10?
Yes, it doesn't read quite right. That first line, the committee notes your Sciences Research Council submission. It should be something like the committee notes the Human Sciences Research Council's submission.
Submission, yes. English higher grade.
So that's all. Thanks.
That was all. And then, sorry, in the next line, reforms needed to be accelerated. We put it in the past tense. I think it's now. They need to be accelerated.
Need,
right?
Yes.
What has it been in the Thank you.
Yeah, second line.
Oh, the second
the
line.
Yeah,
you're right. Submission that reforms need. If it's reforms, then it's
need.
Yeah. Mm, okay. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for that correction. And then page 33. Any correction, omission? I know all along, Dr. Fix never gave me problems. But because now you are going, you and Spongile there.
I'm just saying goodbye, man.
There's no such. I'm thinking I can see everybody from here, from this angle. All right? So any correction on page 33? Okay, let's move to 34. Who's sleeping now? Page 34. The first paragraph, second paragraph, third paragraph, fourth, 5.9. Sorry, 19. There's something wrong here. 5.19. Then 5.20. We move to page 35. Honourable Member McLaughlin.
On the 5.19 you mentioned that. Just a dramatic thing. In the third line, not receive adequate extensions of services. I don't know quite what that means, but two S's like that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Extension services. Is that what you're saying? Or extended services? I'm not quite sure.
Okay, what?
Extension.
So
then
we remove the S,
right?
Yeah.
And then that R key for viable production farms, I think, not that A.
Services.
That are
okay.
Key.
Receive adequate extension services that are key.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we're going to 35. Are we happy?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
5.20. That last line. I said to improve the spending capacity of local government and maybe strengthening the financial position of the country. What is the spending capacity? It says to improve.
Okay.
Or maybe or to improve and to strengthen. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not sure.
Okay, what take of the other members?
To improve the spending capacity of local government. Or maybe to strengthen the financial. Yeah, maybe for it.
Are we in agreement?
Yes, we should be saying SOE, not state identity.
Okay. I want to know where are the researchers?
What's on?
Musa is that they have just SMS an apology is not well. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pelelane is also not well.
There's witchcraft.
After the marathon,
yeah,
can't
yeah,
walk.
That
what is it called?
Comrades.
Pelelane participated in the what? Comrades marathon. Did he complete it?
Oh, really?
Now he arrives and says, I can't walk.
Needs
a
wheelchair. Needs a wheelchair.
Now who goes every year? Monty Kumba. Every mother. I don't know how many.
Yeah, but, okay.
Mother
now which means he's on sick leave.
And he completes it all.
Achievement.
Apple.
Yeah. Okay.
Why didn't you organize a wheelchair for him?
No, it's ready.
You organized one for me.
Okay, shall we move to page 35 if we're done with page 36? Page 36, Honorable.
My apologies, Chair, but this thing came with a late apology. Now, I give you an apology from somebody who ran the Comrade. I've done Comrades myself, and I was at work the next day, so I don't...
Do you run? Did you participate?
Yes, I've done six. And I was at work on the next day, so I think it's unacceptable to receive an apology.
The truth must be told.
Yes,
so
yes,
all I'm saying is that the apology can't be accepted.
Okay, I'm going to appeal
the
to
manner.
You
the
and
manner.
Say on humanitarian grounds. Shall we accept this apology? Because hey, if you can't walk,
you can't walk.
You can't walk.
End up in hospital.
Okay, muscles are strained.
But what
okay.
About the wheelchair?
Shall we then move to page 36? Now we are on recommendations. I want you to be very much alert because where I saw the importance of our recommendations, actually whatever that we put here, it must be something that is implementable and we will be able to follow up, because when we appeared before the fees commission, they went back to our recommendations.
Yeah. Yay.
Now that's when we realized, whatever we put here, we must have carefully applied our minds on it, and it must be implementable. So that in the follow-up meetings, whoever appears before us, the monitoring will be in the form of, can you give us a progress report with regard to implementation of the recommendation?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? So nothing in mind. Must carefully apply our minds to our recommendations. Must be something that is smart.
Can I add something, Chair?
Mm-hmm.
That when they come again, we must always have this report in front of us.
Yeah.
As our monitoring Bible.
Okay. Okay. All right, so we are on page 36 on recommendation.
Mm.
and monitor.
At the end.
And the conclusion.
Conclusion.
Quarterly.
Quarterly.
Quarterly. It says report quarterly.
The PFMA.
Mr. Halimo.
Oh.
When we hold them up, ne?
When we call them
to come and account.
Oh.
Yeah, when we I think it's the right one. When we call them to come and account,
oh,
that's where I said we will then ask them. Ne? So meaning that when we come to these meetings, we must be prepared. We should have also perused through.
Mm.
Because we said we're no longer going to work in
silos.
And I want that word, hey, that it's running.
When David was in Zambia,
hey,
6.5. I was saying we need to wait until they appear before us, or they need to give us the progress report with regards to our recommendation. Must we wait before the
meeting?
Call them after 6 months or
a
year? That is fine.
Yeah, she's right.
I don't know if it helps because it says they must report quarterly.
According.
No.
I'm saying
this is the new. I mean, this is every time we improve our method of work. So I think now here we put in time frame. We're saying on a quarterly basis when they come.
Mm.
They must report on the progress made on the implementation of the recommendation.
Yes.
Now, why I raised that it was because I was saying we need to carefully apply our minds on the recommendations that we make.
Can I come in here?
Yes.
You know, Skoni has got my Skoni has got a very important. She wants to say that we have to say it that. Quarterly, they must tell us 1, 2, 3.
It is not in the conclusion.
Yeah.
It's there.
Huh?
Say in the conclusion.
Which we have not come to. Okay.
Yeah. It's,
no, it's fine.
Mm.
It's fine.
Zandi, you wanted to say something?
No, I wanted to point to page 44,
which is the last page
that
talks to.
Response to the recommendations must be submitted to the House within 6 months.
Oh, okay. No, it's fine.
But you see the catch here? I don't think we've got control over the 60 days. You know, because once, this is how the procedure unfolds. Once we've tabled, the speaker will then say the report will be referred to the department. Ne? What happens? No. Once we table, ne, the speaker... responsibility, the speaker's office is then to refer the recommendations to the relevant department and request the department to respond on those things, ne, to her office. So we can't say to the speaker, give us those, but when they come, we can, auntie, ours is to monitor, to follow up. So when they come, we'll then do the monitoring part and evaluation. Evaluation, the impact, the results of the money that they have used. Okay, Honorable Member, and then Honorable Member.
Yes, I hear that, Honorable Chairperson. But you see, when we table this tomorrow, on the same day, when the report is adopted,
yeah,
the leader of government business, that is why he's a Member of Parliament,
yeah,
the leader, even before maybe they write to him from the speech, his duty is to make sure that what has been passed by the House actually reaches him, because it becomes a public document. And that is why they have got, even if he's not present, they have got parliamentary liaison officers. That is the duty of the parliamentary liaison officers. It will not wait for the time when the speaker has time to officially write on the day when the report gets adopted by the House.
Mm. But that one is at an informal level. At a formal level, this is the procedure.
Mm.
Yeah? says the speaker must then refer the recommendations to the and request them to respond on the progress, yeah, to provide progress made on the implementation. And then Tine, because we know what we have sent this, but as I put it to you, I don't know whether they would have received that thing from the speaker's office because we don't monitor that. But we can only take it that when they come, we'll say to them, in our report that was tabled, we recommended this, ne? And then can you share with us on the progress made? Okay. Honourable Member, your hand was up.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. The recommendation, as stated from page 36, come from this committee. And because they come from this committee also has a right to request on specific times reports. Even if the process which the chairperson was talking about needs to take place. So they also need to state here, the committee, us, ourselves, that at this time, they also need to report directly to this committee.
Yes.
Okay.
That is how a recommendation
all right.
goes.
Yeah.
So we need to state that.
The time
so we, yeah, well,
recommendation
as a process, leader of government, business and everything. So in agreeing with what Tess Sheila Skoni has said.
Also your Skoni.
No, 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 I'm saying
she's my sister.
Skoni.
So say Skoni as well.
Yeah, so we need to move it that way, Chairperson,
okay.
So that they also report to us. We don't need to say, we, you know, the we have sent them the report to the house. How far have you? No, no, no.
Okay.
Give them a time.
Yes.
Right here.
All right. I'm sure you are capturing that. All right. I want you to share with us because until say is not written here, so that we also know exactly how you captured it or effected this recommendation.
Sure.
The quarterly one, I know, I saw the quarterly one.
Yes, no, what I was going to suggest, we can, in the conclusion, we can say, where we're saying the responses to the recommendations is set out in section 6 by the relevant executive authorities must be sent to Parliament. We can add there as well as the committee within 60
okay.
days.
Okay.
Yeah, there's within 60 days.
Yeah.
So
okay.
so we can say it to Parliament as
good.
Well as the
yes.
committee.
Yeah. Okay.
There's nothing wrong
that's
with
good.
It.
Can you please educate us?
100%.
6 days is it from the PFMA?
No, no, no. That's
no.
our own time.
Just our
we've got powers.
No, but where do you derive these powers from? Are they regulated?
From the
constitution. Because the went from thumbs up
yes.
in there.
It's from it's the way, it's the way Parliament has been working through throughout this. It's not
convention.
Convention, yes.
Now, do you know what you can't even punish them if they don't submit this? It is convention.
No,
no,
we can
no,
because
yeah. this is part
the
of
constitution.
They are counting to Parliament. So
I'll look for
the
section. There is
okay.
a section.
We say that we need this,
okay.
and
there
to
is a section
right.
in the constitution.
All right. Shall we then proceed? Page 36, recommendations. There's recommendation number 1. Ministers of Finance, Trade and Industry, Higher Education and Training, Transport, Public Enterprises and Public Service and Administration should strengthen implementation of the following transformation imperatives and report quarterly to the committee. If we can just be... So that we are...
You said trade and industry, higher education.
So that we get insight on what informed the
what about
this list of ministries that
yeah.
okay.
we are mentioning here.
Thanks, Chair. If you go to the just page... 3 of the report, in the 14 outcomes of government, for each outcome there's a coordinating department that leads specific outcomes. So the list is selected from those departments that are leading. Outcome 4, decent employment, leading department there, selected. Outcome 5, capable work,
workforce in support of the
That's
digital
on page
growth.
3 of the report.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So that the rationale was based on the
yeah.
coordinating department's search of the outcomes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy that I've raised this so that we all
yeah,
understand.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that's fine. So
it's page
this
3,
is
ne?
The whole list that is, we said the master.
Oh, yes, it's on page 3. Thank you.
This is the whole list that you say they must try and strengthen and report quarterly to the committee. Because there are so many ministers. Tell me, so who will report to us? What are you mentioning?
All of them. They'll sort themselves out.
Okay. All right. Because sometimes, you know, if Nana won't do, no one will take responsibility. So
mm.
they'll take it for granted, this one is doing it, Nana Lord, no, maybe this one is doing it. But it's fine. Thanks, Maya, excuse. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you must always come, we enjoy.
I will make an effort.
Oh, see, see.
I'm going to the house. Can you go to the house?
Okay. All right. No, that's fine. So are we agreeing on the transforming patterns of asset ownership, production, promoting? But if you've read this, I don't have to go through line by line. I can just ask if members got additions or do they want to strengthen this. Honourable Member McLaughlin.
Thank you, Madam. There's only some bullet points here. I just looked at this and then I thought, if I was one of these ministers, and this was what I was to present, was asked to respond, I wouldn't know what to do with the first bullet point. It says, transforming patterns of asset ownership and production. Surely the thrust of radical economic transformation is to do with more the private sector than government. So how are you going to expect ministers to change those patterns? I don't follow, because they were running their department. I had a question about that. Maybe it can be explained to me. I understand promoting competition and deconcentrating product markets makes sense for that first, but I wasn't sure how a minister is supposed to address that. And then the last bullet point, improve the quality of education. Must we say that to all these ministers? Must they all improve quality of education? Surely that's just the Department of Basic Education and Advanced Education. It can't be all the ministers.
Mm.
Thank you.
Okay. So, your proposal, I know you're raising
this, I put this up for discussion. I didn't have a specific proposal on the first one because I'm not quite sure how we address this from our point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Maybe other people have some suggestions
yeah.
on
I've got something.
And we've just said we must be practical, don't we?
Yes,
yeah.
Quite.
All right. Honourable Member,
I think Honourable McLaughlin has got a good point, but I want to say that government has got a responsibility in transforming these by actually encouraging inclusive discussion, inclusive working together with everybody, private sector and labor. That is the duty of government to actually coordinate. And also, in their budgets, making sure that, for instance, a government procure from local, from SMEs. That is part of the things that government can do. And it is the one that I agree 100% is the quality of education. It belongs to the Department of Basic Higher Education and also Science and Technology, I think. It's not just one department. The working together there comes in. They need to work together with private sector and institutions of higher learning like universities. The involvement, the coordination should actually because it should actually reside with government. Because we are saying that nowadays people are not having jobs. It's not that there are no jobs. There are jobs. But the jobs that are there, we need to involve students to have a practical training in the real firms, you know. So it needs government to have a discussion with companies that they should take so many children to go and get practical now.
You're talking about the learnership, am I?
Yes,
program. Okay.
Yeah, that is government's job.
Mm. Okay. No, that's fine. Honorable member?
Yeah, let me go to the first bullet that Honorable McLachlan was talking to. I think that what we need to say there, rather be specific in terms of regulation.
Yeah.
I don't know how you phrase that, but regulation that facilitates the transformation of asset ownership, production, etc. Regulation is key there.
Okay.
And
so, are we in agreement on the regulation?
Because that's then what is going to put together the government and private sector. Because government can't transform pattern of
yeah.
They've got to regulate
okay.
for that to happen.
Okay. Transformation of asset ownership. So how have you captured this?
The word regulation.
Regulations relating to transformation patterns.
Oh.
Okay. So they must come up with regulations, yes? Or is it policy?
Regulation.
Clear regulation.
Regulation, okay. Right. No, that's fine. And then the last one?
The last one
the
on
quality
on
of education.
Education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree that that belongs to basic education and higher education. And of course, science and technology would assist in that regard.
Yeah.
Here we must again talk to policy.
Oh.
Because it is the policy gaps that are causing policy and curriculum gaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That are causing
curriculum.
Poor performance in basic education, dropouts. Exactly the same thing happens with higher education. Either dropouts or take dropouts in higher education, taking too long to finish a 3-year or 4-year degree, and you end up taking
and
6 years.
Low
throughput. Mm-hmm. All of that needs curriculum policy and curriculum changes.
So I want to know how this has been captured.
Can you repeat what you said, Nana?
Come on. I was saying the improvement of the quality of education and throughput requires changes of in policy or strengthening policy and changing improving the curriculum. All the way from basic education through to higher education.
And feeding the children. Hungry children won't pass.
I want to know, they must tell us how they've captured it. Zandi Lapo?
Chairperson, I want you to comment on that, the
on
one
what?
That I've said.
What?
The feeding of these children, because
we know there's no policy on feeding children at tertiary or school education level. That's why they get NSFAS. There's a policy, so we can't control.
NSFAS.
We want to know.
We're gonna craft it. Darren is doing it.
Yeah, and we must include TVET colleges there as well.
And TVET colleges.
But about TVET colleges, I think we need to be saying, because there are a number of problems there.
Improve.
I don't know whether this sounds like, you know, undermining people, but I think there's something that needs to be done with. Perhaps it's not really the quality of, but the number of qualified lecturers in TVET colleges, qualified skilled lecturers in TVET colleges, is about that. It's about recapitalizing TVET colleges in a manner that improves collaboration between theory and practice.
Yes.
In-house.
Yes.
TVET colleges facilitation between themselves and the private sector on learnerships. Throughout the three or four year period,
yes,
not just the 18 months.
That's
what we, from year one to the last year, a learner must be able to take a couple of weeks out of the college to the field, to the factory or firm or whatever, to do practical learnership.
Okay, you see, what you're saying talks to the public-private partnership, né?
Yes.
It must be strengthened.
To facilitate.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, I mean, the private sector will then agree, one of the maybe modus operandi of that private, public-private partnership would be the private sector taking those children for learnership. But it's something that they can discuss at that level. Good, okay, this is the modus operandi in the public-private partnership.
But let's put it the way he does.
Okay. And government, because government does, like for instance, the FOEs. PRASA, for instance, engineers can go there. And Transnet, and a couple of us. ESCOM on energy. Municipalities and all of that.
Okay, how do we put it? Yes, I know what it government has got a PPP policy, and then lay public, public, private partnership, and then lay public.
Yes, that I'm just expanding on what you're saying.
Yeah.
That private, public-private partnership should be saying to government. These learnerships should not only be seen as the private sector providing that space, but also government must do that through its own entities, for instance.
Okay. Here's one more.
Chairperson, for recording, but for members to deal with that, the statistician general yesterday expanded on it very effectively.
Yeah.
On AN7. He dealt with it thoroughly.
AN7. Put the learner.
This the need.
Because
they were asking him about the weakness of education, what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was explaining that, you know, it is necessary that children should get through the 4 years of training in TVET colleges. They actually work practically. That what Utkobaz is saying.
When I was in the other portfolio committee, I know that also TVET, they have an arrangement board, they also form partnership with the private sector so that
not effective.
They don't have.
It's hopeless. You will cry when you go there.
You know what they do?
Useless.
They leave the students to find learnerships for themselves, and students track it.
Even here,
come back and prove to us that you have spent 18 months doing practical work.
So, I see you nodding. Do you want to, can I allow you to speak?
I definitely agree with Honorable
Gawaza.
Yes, because what you find is, even for myself, I'm at university, so I can even imagine it if it's in a typical university, because they need the experience, because it forms part of their degree in order for them to finish the degree.
Yes.
Yeah. So they need to literally go out to the city of Cape Town, look for places where they can go. You find out even when they go to these places, they'll tell them, no, we've got so many students and it's already full. So what must happen? You elongate your degree, or you don't finish in time because of that. And even for university students, there are places that are there, but you don't know where is it open. You don't know what are the measures that you can take to look for a job. You're even stressing in your final years because you don't know what's going to happen the following year. That's why you even find there are students who are even sitting now with degrees and don't have jobs, because they don't know how to look for them. So even if they're there, it's a case of, okay, how do I go about finding it? How do I... There's no how.
Okay.
It's really about yourself, doing for yourself.
Okay. So it then says, I think the recommendation that we are proposing will strengthen this, or will plug into this gap.
Yeah.
All right. So shall we move to 37? Later you will then tell us if you want to speak, Baba, because we're trying to cut something, you know? Yeah, I will allow you, okay, to help us to craft a concrete and an implementable recommendation. All right, let's move to page 37. On the recommendations, I want us to deal with the recommendations one by one, because we must strengthen, okay. So 6.2.1, the National Treasury and the Department of Transport assess the funding allocations of Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa with respect to, is it with or in respect to, with respect to funded and unfunded mandates within PRASA's existing portfolio of services. What is it that you want to achieve here? Because we must also ask ourselves that question.
FMC came to us and they said that Shosholoza Mail, according to PRASA, is an unfunded mandate. So that cannot continue, because Shosholoza Mail is an important part of our of government's objective of turning around the transport sector.
Yeah.
If it continues as an unfunded mandate, it might be, it doesn't get the resources it requires to get it to,
okay,
to capacitate it,
okay,
going forward. So we want them to sort it out.
Okay, yeah. Let's then be specific. But that's the only unfunded mandate that we know of. And we know that it's suffering. Because I'm sure it doesn't get the attention it deserves. So let's put it straight. Okay.
Yeah. I think it is almost specific, because it says that Treasury and Transport must look at the funded and unfunded mandates of PRASA.
So how many unfunded mandates are there? Because it's true, FFC spoke about this one. The Shosholoza. You don't even say, what is Shosholoza? I thought I was going to ask them, I forgot. To say, talk about this Shosholoza and it's exactly what is it supposed to do. What other unfunded mandate by PRASA? Because we must list them if they are, you know, to show that we know our story. We're not generalizing. Must be factual.
It's the one that I know of factually, but in trust in the recommendations, I always to in case there are others that one might not be aware of.
Yeah.
So it's always better to say in case of their other that might not have been specified by FFC, but that are they might not aware of.
Okay, let's then say it because we want social laws to get attention. Social laws and others.
Long distance community.
Yeah.
The cars are just an additional thing when it does happen.
Yeah, I need somebody to get me information, like reading material on the social laws.
Okay, it's a division of Prasa that operates long distance passenger rail services.
Yeah.
And it operates various train routes across South Africa, carrying approximately 4 million passengers in one.
But
4 million.
How was it established? Because any function must be followed by resources. But also, of late, a grave concern is on politicians taking decisions that are not followed by resources. Decisions and not, that don't have resources. That one has come up sharply, I don't know from, but in our engagement, remember, it does come up to say, even the fees commission, you remember, I raised it then. Because if you say all the students that are at home, they must go to the universities, all of them. Yeah, they'll take a practical. But because the politician has already said that, it must happen. So if you say all, you must remember, there must be accommodation. I'm talking sleeping accommodation. There must be classrooms. There must be teachers ready. Ne? Now, if you say all of them and they go there, aguna accommodation, say yakala lenda basigali wamaji, aguna ndauglala, but even the classrooms, and they can be overcrowded as well for effective teaching. Ne? What are you saying, Bo? I'm just giving you a practical example. Maybe it's you, Ndia, who knows?
Well, if politicians say it or they don't say it, students will always want to go to universities.
Yeah.
The point is it's in the freedom charter. The point is the structure of universities and the manner in which they function itself needs to be reviewed, because it's not impossible to address the influx of learners, whether you are talking universities or TVET colleges. It's not impossible, but if the number of students grows and there is no structural changes in the functioning of these post school institutions, the system is not going to absorb them. So that's one thing that we have never thought about, and it's something that we must start talking about.
Well, in terms of lowering of the budget, really, there was a reduction of infrastructure grant. Reduction, so I need to very lowering because we had to respond to the economic environment. Recently, we are declared technically, we are on a technical recession. Time and again, in the end, you can't behave like a Zico.
You use money you don't have.
No, Chair, the point I'm making is that universities today cannot function in the same way they did when you and I were at university.
I know, there was a whole summit on it. Big summit trying to address this, and we have another resolution. But I think if we are to follow up on that one, we can then say, on that summit there were these resolutions. Can we check on how far have you gone with the implementation? Because the resolutions were on transformation of the, of universities, the multi-tiered colleges, transformation in the education sector. Okay, no, that's fine. 6.2.2? Yes, ma'am.
No, I was having my hand up when we started with PRASA.
Yeah.
So I had my hand there.
Shosholoza, yeah.
Yes, I wanted to speak to the issue of Shosholoza.
Yeah.
That the challenge is what I think is causing it. Because Shosholoza mail, well, not called Shosholoza mail, but like here said, it's long distance trains.
Yeah.
That used to be the our core means of transport.
Yeah.
But then buses came in.
Yeah.
Taxes came in,
yeah,
and as a result, they ended up reducing the number of trains going to different places. And now trains really, very few people are using them.
Yeah.
So maybe that is where our challenge is as to whether they're underfunded maybe or unfunded money, but because I don't think they are making adequate.
Income, revenue
of their functioning, because obviously they don't use trains anymore when there are these many other forms of
transport.
But so it's your old trains that have always been used, but now they are called socialism.
Yeah.
Mm.
So your proposal, Gemma, on 6.2.1?
Well, I wouldn't really say, I can't even imagine, but I was just putting that into context to say, you know, this is one area that maybe we need to explore to just maybe engage on. It's not necessarily now, but at some stage as to really, because while we are saying it's an unfunded mandate, but what are they achieving really by having this Shosholoza mail?
Yeah.
Are they worth keeping? But there are people who are using them, these trains. So I just wanted to really, but by way of just conceptualizing it and putting it on the table, but not necessarily for this report.
Okay, thanks for all your input. They help us, let you make us look at things from a broader perspective. 6.2.2, the National Treasury considers reprioritizing funds towards bolstering the implementation of programs such as Employment Tax Incentive Act. I know you got this from FFC, FFC. To provide the required on-the-job training and work experience to young people. So this one is practical.
Very good,
We've just said there's a need. Because you know some students that completed, but they don't have their certificates because of this experience, the practical side that is lacking. They can only get it once they have met this requirement. All right. 6.2.3, the National Treasury embarked on a program on reorienting South Africa's investment tax incentives. Must tell us what we mean here. To favor agriculture, manufacturing, or tax incentives to favor agriculture, manufacturing, trade, construction, and other services that could enhance job creation. Construction is linked to infrastructure development. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Why don't we just say infrastructure development? Because the NDP talks about infrastructure development. Or it's not a sector. The infrastructure development is a means.
Yeah, it's not a sector.
Okay. It's a means, there's an expression, means to an end, ne? Means towards the end. Yeah, towards the construction means, okay. Construction means towards...
Construction is the means. Towards the end, infrastructure.
Yeah, okay. So we prefer to use the word construction. Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. All right. So we're happy with that one. The National Treasury formulate and refine budget program structures but ensure that administration programs within departments are confined to support services delivered for the whole department, and that the administration program does not include functions involving service delivery or enabling functions performed in respect of other programs. You'll have to break this one down so that I understand it.
Yeah.
Somehow, yes, ma'am. Yeah, I understand that. Can you break it down?
Don't. That's why.
No,
thanks.
We don't want anything abstract. I said concrete and implementable.
No, thanks. Like you say, you don't understand it. I think, you know, this gives an impression that the current budget program structures allow departments to use administration, I mean, the budget for other things, because it's especially the last part. Okay, let me read the whole thing. It says that the treasury must formulate and refine budget program structures that ensure that administration programs within departments are confined to support services delivered for the whole department. Is that not what is happening now? Maybe that would be my first question. Because then it goes on to say the administration, so that the administration program does not include functions involved in service delivery or enabling functions performed in respect of other programs. Are we finding that maybe that the structure as it stands now allows people to use without, because I know there are procedures that you follow if you want to shift budget, but just yeah, for clarity, I think maybe like you, I think we need that because it gives the impression that treasury doesn't have this system in place and we want them to.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
All right. Yes, Zandi?
The recommendation came as a result of questions that were raised by members to the departments questioning their allocation for the administration program. I think rural development had, it seemed like an exorbitant amount. It was like over $1 billion allocated for administration. And then when they explained it, it turns out that some of the programs that they've classified as administration are actually service delivery and not just support services, because usually what you would put under administration is support services. So that's what that recommendation is talking to.
Well, from, okay, with my little understanding, administration, I think, comes is too prompt. There'll be support services, for instance, in the minister's office. And then, I'll give you a practical example. For instance, you have programs within, units within a department. Then you have this unit that deals with supply chain management. All right, labor? Whether we want or not, they'll end up doing service delivery, because supply chain management is about the procurement of goods and services. And those services run the department. Let me give you another example. In the Department of Economic Development, there's a unit, okay, where I come from, there's a unit that deals with establishment of co-ops. Is that not service delivery? Now, this is where it starts. They identify co-ops, they train them, they assist them to register, train them, arrange a start-up fund for them, and then monitor. Is that not service delivery?
It cannot be in program one. It cannot be in program one. The program structures of the vote link to white papers, the policy objectives of the department. Whatever activities are undertaken in program three, program four, must be linked to the policy objectives.
Okay.
If you have an activity now that speaks to co-ops, but it's in program one, it will not be linked with the objectives of program one, which is to support the vote.
Okay. Maybe we should refine this sentence. Ensure that administration or program one, because here we say administration programs. I need to go department, you have the political wing and we've got administration wing. So if you say administration programs, can you simplify it so that anyone who picks it up, if we, Chinema, you are struggling to understand, anyone, because after this will be for public consumption, anyone who picks this thing up must be able to understand what we are saying here. That's why I said concrete and implementable. Simple, concrete and implementable recommendations.
Chairperson, I was just wondering if we shouldn't allow them to talk more to it so that we understand what they are thinking.
Okay. There's a proposal on the table.
Maybe break it down to two sentences rather than one long sentence. It may just assist.
Okay. PBO came to us and said in some of the votes, spending on administration is half of the budget, and the committee raised a concern. Why is it like that? So, in response, the proposal is we should have administration programs that are contained only to support services and not for service delivery. So that is the response that the treasury should look into that. That you don't have support services, that you find actually start doing other service delivery functions, which are important, but they are confined to administration. Because the perception out there, when you look at the budget committee, would be that the funding allocated to government is quite on wages and support, but not an actual service delivery on the ground. So that was the concern raised when the PBO made the submission to us, that we don't want to see this. We'd like to see funds dedicated to frontline services.
The underlying message here is over bloated structures. That takes, can you allow me to express myself so I'll be corrected? Over bloated structures that take a bigger chunk of the budget and leave a smaller chunk for service delivery. Over bloated. Because that's administration. I mean, okay. No. So that was my self-expression in the matter. We can debate it and yes.
No, Chair, I don't want to debate. I just wanted to say to can I speak before they speak.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Because when I started, Chair, one of...
Are you listening,
Yeah.
When I started with this security seeking was it, because it says treasury must formulate and refine budget program structure. So my first question was, are we saying that treasury doesn't have the proper guidelines or program structure? And then, of course, Uzandile did say that, well, I wasn't here when the rural development and the reform were here, but that's not that much of an issue because then, yeah, I think that what I would have liked to get now is, I get also what you say, but just to say that does that mean that treasury is allowing it now that we are saying treasury must now formulate something, or should the treasury maybe intervene or something like that? You know? Not too clear.
Sorry. Yes,
you want to come in? When I was MEC for finance, I know that during that time, I think 2009, 10, 11, the treasury introduced a budget principle, I don't know whether I should say stroke policy, that says only 6% of the budget should be allocated for administration costs. 6%, but we can, you know what, that's long. Things change with the passage of time. So I would like you to, our advisor, I would like you to investigate on the track. What if, but you can also check. But there's a budget that says 6%
They even forced us to reduce that mean budget to 6%. They gave us time to say within this period you should have reached this target, 6%, so that you can have the rest of the budget on programs.
Just 2009?
Say 9, no, I'm thinking about 10, 11. Maybe not
10, 11.
Yeah,
yeah,
this 2010. Check up on a lap on it. Yes, about a song check it because to me it's still a budget principle. You can't have more than 6%. But he was addressing Lendo Yama over bloated structure. And you won't even imagine, the lowering of the budget ceiling. There's a lot of budget cut on personnel. To show that they're still trying to fight that thing. With no money, it can't happen that a lot of money goes to personnel. And Ikosat Mangabu is not happy. He's not happy because it means you're cutting their workers. But I wish the researchers were here. Then I would say, Google this information and give us so that we can take a decision on the recommendation.
Okay.
This budget cut on personnel, is it not part and parcel of cost containment as well on non-core business, né? And then in favor of critical posts? Okay. Before you speak, Honourable Member Shopestone.
Yeah, I'm not very clear, but I think the point you have raised on the 6% is very important. That they should just verify whether it's, I think
still
it's still
like
there, but it might have changed the percentages. But also that I don't understand this budget cut as actually targeting a not filling of posts, because we have got this thing of job creation. It might be working against that. I think what is important is that every portfolio committee or ourselves should actually check whether the employees that are there are producing the result that we want. You can't just, if you are supposed to hire 10 people and then just hire 30. And you can't, when you need 30, just hire 10, because they will not be able to. Like us here in the committee, we have to go to oversee the whole the whole government. It is not fair for this committee to be having the same number of members as all the other portfolio committee, which is just looking at one. You know, things like that.
Okay. No, that's fine. So how are we crafting this? Are you assisting us?
Yes, because when the wording to be clear, the first answer in response to Ms. Nokonyan, yes, the guidelines are in place, so it's not something new. So instead of saying formulate, we just remove the formulate and say refine. And then the proposal is, if you don't mind, I can just read it out.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
The National Treasury refined budget program structure to ensure that Program 1 administration within departments does not include functions involving services. Then we end it.
Sounds much better.
Yeah.
Okay, it's fine.
It sounds good.
Okay. No, that's fine. Shall we then move to 6.2.5? National Treasury puts in place measures to ensure that payments for personnel in critical positions such as teachers, nurses, and all other school and hospital staff are timeous and adhere to agreed employment contracts. Critical positions, okay, fine. There's also, it came from FFC. They talk about a recruitment committee. There's a a recruitment committee that has been established to ensure that this is happening. So that's why, you know, if you're informed, then you can't repeat this. Maybe we can then say, because they say that recruitment committee is to ensure that the turnaround time is shortened of employees. Does it make sense? Are you hearing of this employment committee?
Okay, not
that is going to shorten the turnaround time for recruitment.
Thank you. FFC did make a submission.
Who?
FFC did make a submission, but they made a mistake.
Oh.
The recruitment committee that they were referring to, that's contained in the budget review, referred to the committee established within the National Treasury itself. But they reported it in the narrative as submitted to the committee. FC is the recruitment committee that is there for the entire public service.
Okay.
So it's the error they made, but yeah.
How can we then recraft that? But we maybe talk about a recruitment committee that will expand, an expanded recruitment, so it doesn't only focus there. But you know, in terms of the Public Service Act, there is a turnaround time for recruitment. It's just that departments, they behave as if they don't know those things. And they just do things as they do. There's no way, at least the longest period is 3 months. But here you find 6 months people are not employed. I promise under HR, human resource management, there's a recruitment procedure there. And it gives you an allowance of 3 months. Within 3 months you should have filled in a post.
No, it's fine. We'll craft something and put it under DPSA. If that's okay. That speaks to exactly that. That the turnaround time should be as per the law.
As prescribed. Yeah, but then you mustn't be specific about clause da-da-da-da-da of this, you know, so that no, they've been doing things differently, but this thing is regulated.
It is
regulated.
Okay. Now, I was just going to add something quickly. This recommendation stems from the submission by COSATU. They reported that teachers and nurses were not paid in Mpumalanga, Limpopo, and also some municipal workers. So there's a challenge they picked up, they submitted to us. So it's a response to...
So nurses are not paid?
Yeah.
Is it... Sorry, Chair. Is it the newly recruited or...
It
includes those that...
They did not specify about the new recruits. They just said they are teachers and nurses who are not paid in Mpumalanga and in Mpopo. And also municipal workers.
While I know the SAFM once debated the issue of teachers that are not being paid, but then particularly from the Pope.
And from my life.
Even the Eastern Cape has had that problem as
well. Okay,
there was a
debate
in Bishopbridge municipality on that.
Okay. All right. So what do we want to say here? This thing is very important, but you must put it in such a way that Ngempela, it makes a difference. Once it's implemented, there will be an impact. So, are you going to read this recommendation again?
You want us to strengthen it more?
Yeah, put in place measures to ensure that payments for personnel in critical positions such as teachers. For instance, nurses. I don't know which presentation spoke to us and said, once National Treasury allocates funds to provinces, it is up to provinces too.
You're right.
Ne?
I remember.
So I'm trying to check, and you must be practical. Now, if you say National Treasury, because once the money has gone to, it's up to them to allocate it accordingly and use it according to their budget plan. So I'm trying to look at the role of the National Treasury.
Yes, Honorable.
When health came here, not the last time when they came, they talked about that difficulty. That, you know, provinces actually complained that we are interfering into our sphere. And it was the last week with Minister Pravin Gordhan in the study group that we raised this thing.
Mm.
And he said, departments are taking a chance. They are supposed to use, he said, section 4.4 something like that of the Constitution. I didn't check what it reads, but if you can look at that section 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That enables them to actually intervene when things are not going right.
But can you see, National Trust can't allocate and still implement provincial, provincial treasury.
I say they must check for section 4.
How do you want to deal with this one? It's true. Remember, there are different spheres of government. Some functions are of national competence and some of provincial competence. Now, once money, equitable share, has been allocated to a province, I remember someone saying we can't interfere with the way they allocate their budget there. Ne? Maybe instead of National Treasury, say monitoring and evaluation unit in the National Treasury. Ne? Should. Because they must monitor if this budget is used correctly. it's not practical. This other office that came, there's a new, educate me, what is this office doing from National Treasury? But it's like it's a very high office there. In Zandi. What general,
I think probably Chairperson is thinking of Office of the Accountant General.
Yes, Accountant General, What
but
is it doing?
They would not be responsible for this. It would be public finances.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But
all right. Let's ask public finances. You know why? Because on a monthly basis, provinces submit their in-year monitoring reports to that office and they analyze. Yeah. So maybe that office can have a way in their analysis, they can recommend back to the provinces to say, there must be an office man that can assist, but it can't be National Treasury.
No, okay, we can put up recommendations for DPSA, but the recommendation basically responds to different employees who are on the system, who are on PERSAL. And Treasury monitors PERSAL monthly as well. Now, what's happening is that you have employees on the system, but they've not been paid.
Yeah.
What are the mechanisms to ensure that does not happen? So it's a request to Treasury that when they monitor PERSAL, they also put in place mechanisms to ensure that this does not happen. So it's not to do with how the provinces prioritize their equitable share allocation.
Okay.
It's already employees who are on the system.
Okay.
So expectations that they must be paid.
Yeah. But why would they not pay the workers?
It happens.
Okay, no, that's fine. Thanks. 2.6, the National Treasury put in place measures. So when you say National Treasury, you're not saying the minister, ne? It's National Treasury Department.
Hmm.
Anit, when you say National Treasury, not the minister, just that department. The Department of Finance.
National Treasury.
National Treasury, not the Department of Finance.
Okay, National Treasury.
Actually, we don't have the Department of National Treasury. We have got the Department of Finance.
Hmm.
National Treasury is part of the Department of Finance.
Yeah.
You mean Treasury?
Sorry?
Treasury is part.
Treasury and SARS, they are equal.
Mm.
the national Department of Finance is combination of all together,
yes,
including the national treasury.
Mm.
They become the Department of Finance.
Mm.
But I know that more often we miss these things.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes. So what do we want to say here? Do we still want to say national treasury?
They who mislead us and call themselves national treasury.
Yes.
You have decided to call them that. You're supposed to know who is who in the zoo.
Yeah, yeah. within this context, I think
it's okay.
National treasury is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I add?
Yes,
No, I just want to add that he is correct.
Honorable Manana,
oh.
I have not recognized you.
No, I want to tell you.
But Ushila is on the chair, and then
for
I'll give you a
speaking. I just want to support what he said, because we derive everything from the Constitution and the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. Gives the responsibility of looking after the national assets to treasury. It's very specific. It doesn't talk of a Department of Finance. It talks of treasury.
Okay. No, that's fine. Honourable Member Manana?
No, I wanted to find out who is leading national treasury, because at SAR, there's Moyan, and then at treasury.
DG is the one who's leading national treasury. DBSA is the CEO. You know, all those entities,
mm.
all of them, they don't report directly to DG. It doesn't come through the DG.
Mm.
They report directly to the minister.
To the minister, yeah.
Okay. Are you satisfied with that response, Honorable Manana?
Although I'm not,
I'll
outside.
Yeah, that's why I say these meetings, they open our eyes, and indeed, after the meeting, if you want to do further research, it's allowed.
Mm.
Yeah, because I need to tell information, so much, and I understand you must dig deeper so that you have a greater or deeper insight on those matters. All right. Honorable Sukwanyane?
No, Chair, on the same 6.2.6, I'm happy with the principle, but what we are saying here to place measures, because there is a very clear treasury regulation with regard to the 30 days payment.
Mm.
The main challenge that we have is non-compliance by department. So I thought maybe we would want to actually referred to the fact that I can't remember if there is 30 something treasury regulation, that you must refer to the treasury regulation, because the biggest problem is that departments do have the system, but they just don't comply.
Yeah.
Like with many others. So
which one? Which one?
This one. The 30 days. The payment of service provider within 30 days.
So the
PFMA. In terms of the treasury regulation.
Treasury. Yeah.
Mm.
But the
right.
PFMA talks to 30 days. Payment to 30
but I'm saying it's a regulation,
mm.
because PFMA is an act, but the treasury regulation there's a very clear thing around the payment of this, which is there for them to actually comply with, but people don't comply with it. So I just thought that also put that as an issue, that it's more of an issue of non-compliance than the fact that there are no systems in place.
You make me laugh.
Okay. What's your take? If there's treasury regulation, this thing talks to conformity with that. So, and I think National Treasury is responsible for the implementation of treasury regulation. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
So, how do we want to at least include, because there must be a conformity with all the laws and regulations that are in place. And this has been a historical problem. Hey, every year we're talking about, and the Auditor General, about non-compliance with payment of services within 30 days. So what are you saying, Honourable Member Shopestole, you must help us here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Chair. I want to try, maybe I won't, but I just want to try. I'm just saying, National Treasury is responsible for the formulation of regulation, but Parliament is responsible to oversee that every department, it's not the responsibility of Treasury, it's us, me, Sheila, follow the money.
But if they have a monitoring unit, and to an extent that they even call the IUIN.
What
to
is
monitor.
IU?
Huh?
What is IUN?
IUIN, in-year monitoring report. There are financial reports by department.
Okay.
On a monthly basis, they must go to National Treasury. And then National Treasury will then give us the Section 32 report on the financial performance of department, but it's from the monthly, and then
apologies, the thing we are trying to craft was
order. Okay, no, that's fine.
No,
you wanted to say something?
Yeah, that it's my thinking.
I
was just
in year monitoring.
On the in year, no. I wanted to say that you talked about National Treasury being responsible because they have got this. What is this?
Treasury regulations.
No. You said something. 30 days or something like that. That is a department, and every province that spends government money must give information to the accountant general. The accountant general, because the accountant general, the reason is because the accountant general must be able to say South Africa has got this money, the spending is this money, on a monthly basis, just like a spaza shop. You know? It has got nothing to do with the monitoring of the city. The monitoring, the overseeing of compliance is the responsibility of portfolio committees and ourselves.
You know that you are repeating yourself on this one. Yeah?
Mm.
I'm going to take Honorable Shopping, Tony, just once more thing. As long as you won't repeat now, I won't say.
No, Chair, I just remembered that one category we're just forgetting is the accounting officers in the department. What do they do? Because they are the people who are supposed to oversee their department to make sure that things are implemented. That's why they are called accounting officers. It's just that we cannot push everything to the treasury because they won't cope with all the rules. But the accounting officers are there.
Do you know how big that department is? We even ask for their organogram. So that's because sometimes, Sheila, you think you understand that department. Then you wake up one day, this part. So we ask for their organogram because they must be up to the challenge. Must rise to the challenge. Okay.
Sorry, Chair. Mm. On the organogram, I think I asked that question. The reason why I asked for the organogram, I wanted to see their programs because there is a program which is called Integrated Financial Management System, which has got problems. So my aim is to see if the other programs are healthy.
Okay, I need when you ask on behalf of the committee, and when they bring that thing, it will come to the committee. That's why I say it is true that we have resolved that through your question alone, Then the committee agreed that we need. So it's now a committee property, sort of.
No, I'm not owning it. I'm just giving the reason behind that question.
Mm. But do you understand why I said we must have it? So that we can see how big, because we are starting to defend and protect national treasure, saying that, hey, this wealth, they might not be able to. So I then said, let's look at the, because it's big, and they must rise to the challenge. They know they are challenged. Sinengitlesna, I understand that. So the more information we get, so that we take informed decisions, the better. All right? Okay, so we pass here, ne? In the main, Ungati, you want a mechanism, but I know there was this issue of accounting officers, Bonabezani, to monitor the implementation, the compliance with your PFMA and your treasury regulations, because in terms of the PFMA, they are responsible. They are accounting officers. They are accountable for all this, but it's not happening.
Should we not say, Chairperson, let me just propose, should we not say that National Treasury and Provincial Treasuries should ensure that the 30 days payment to service providers is honored or adhered to?
Do you want to add to that or recommend the new proposal?
No, I want to suggest something. You see, Comrade Gwabas, the problem with that, if you move it to National Treasury, you are removing the responsibility from what Comrade Doreen has said. That responsibility, according to the PFMA, rests with the accounting officer of a department, whether it is provincial or national. The person who must make sure is the accounting officer. Treasury has got, according to the PFMA, specific responsibilities. So we have to hold the accounting officers accountable for the fulfillment of these responsibilities.
Okay. You see, even if you can say, sorry, accounting officers, but you remember that the politicians, they oversee. And then they have other structures in the department, like your budget council, where they discuss all challenges. They raise them there at that level, challenges by, because there, all the MECs, for finances, they meet the budget council for the different provinces. And then they will also look at challenges and then discuss those challenges. Areas of focus in a particular financial year, focus of the budget in a particular financial year. So, yeah. Thank you very much. Okay. No, that's fine. So, what are we saying? I think you need to... There was a proposal. National Treasury and Provincial Treasury.
It is up to them how they get to the accounting officers and heads of department and CFO.
Or to come up with a mechanism.
Who? The Treasury.
Yes, please.
Okay, on this one, no, I want to take all the concerns members are raising and have them here. For the first one on best practice, why it was like that, it's because submission from PSC said the problem of 30-day payment is not declining, it's rising actually. But we've had Department of Rural Development came to us and they said performance for the past 3 years is above 90%. Actually, specifically, 2016-17 is 94%. 4%, 96.97. So the committee is responding that there are those departments who are getting it right. And the custodian of best practice in terms of financial management is the treasury in the public sphere. So we wish to add, because the rural department cannot go out of its own and share what they're getting right with other departments. Treasury is best place to do that. So we are actually just advising them to accept.
On the second proposal on compliance recommendation, we can craft that, but I also want to balance that Secretary should see to it that it happens, but also the responsibility as outlined by the member that it lies with Parliament. But it's also a institution that has established a special report on executive BPME. We can locate that function that they should have the BPME should be able to report quarterly on it to the committee so that we are able to take action when this transgression transpires. So we locate it to the office of the president. Then it forms part of their MNED program. And then we enforce regular reporting to the committee. Because actually it should be a standing item, I believe, in the work of the committee as we were spending issues.
Sounds good. So have we now found consensus on this?
Yeah, we'll leave this one and then we'll locate the one for Honorable Tawasa to a separate recommendation on its own that speaks to non-compliance and then there should come to the committee.
See, that recommendation, maybe you've got to craft it because we must agree with Annette.
I'm doing it now.
And then you bounce it back with us so that we agree on it and then you put
absolutely.
It there. Okay, but no, that's fine. 627, we're done, eh? Together with Department of Police, consider ways of leveraging resources within available funds for the provision of community-centered policing. Community police. Is it community-centered policing or community policing program? Bungit. As MEC for police, can you help us?
Center is not there.
Community policing program. You see, your emphasis here should not be women and ne? It's crime, ne? Because Yakumbula, even in the manifesto, there is fighting of crime. And then women and children in particular. There is a... crime prevention and women and children, because that's the latest, but it falls within, I need crime prevention. Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, Honorable, sorry.
Okay, with this one, just the first part there, I'm not very clear about the role of Treasury here, because the Department of Police, together they must consider ways of leveraging resources within available funds. What are we saying? Are we saying that National Treasury must increase the budget? What must the National Treasury actually do here? Because we're saying they must leverage resources within available funds. We're not saying that they must find funds for something like that. I'll just make a very sure on that, whatever you are saying.
Okay. In the application itself, there was a lot of reprioritization done to fund small business initiatives, to fund school infrastructure, backlogs grant, and so on. So we want the treasurer in this instance to assist the police to do exactly that. In the program of reprioritizing funds and realizing savings, that whatever funds are realized in that action should fund these concerns. And these concerns actually is raised from the public hearings we have. So it's a response of the community that they raise that the police challenges they have and so on. So we're just pushing the trigger that as you go about reprioritization, this is an issue that also needs to be looked into, and especially in terms of
agreed?
Agreed.
All right, let's move to 6.2.8. Mm-hmm. Any comment on that?
Sorry for that.
Are we agreed on that?
Yes.
Excuse me, Chair.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, Chair. I just changed the company's name as per.
Oh, yeah.
Sure,
SOE.
I'll change it as per previous resolution in the meeting. Thank you.
Okay. All right. 6.3. Finance and Public Service and Administration, DPMB. Any comment? Agreed?
Agreed.
6.3.2.
What is the rationale of changing the department starting with this one and this one, or is it just the same thing?
You want us to start with the National Treasurer?
I'm just asking.
As normal.
Mm.
Maybe it's the emphasis, separate, what I'm saying to you. But if we are talking about mechanisms, systems and mechanisms that compel skills transfer in the appointment and consultant, what are we saying? Skills transfer that would make it unnecessary to use consultants.
Thanks, Chair. On this one, the public service came to us and indicated that because of the consistent use of consultants in especially these areas, financial reporting, preparation of performance information, and IT, it is a clear indication that these consultants are not undertaking skills transfer as well. So we wish for this little department to compare that when departments make use of consultants in this area in particular, that skills transfer takes place.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Are we agreed?
Yes.
6.3.3?
Just on that one.
Yes.
Is it 6.3.2, ne?
Yeah.
No, the one that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4.2. Sorry. Well, I think this is very important. But also, the observation that even the so-called
what do you call them, consultants, they don't seem to be having the requisite skills, because we wouldn't be having the situation of the chaos in the integrated financial management systems if we have consultants who are skilled. So you know, the choice of consultants is very important, because it is not that in that case that is on now, we had nowhere to go. We are in working relationship with India. India is very advanced in IT. We also have Germany. We do business with Germany. They're very advanced. You know, so why we went to choose a consultant who will put us in the deeps, and I don't know. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Now let's leave that part as is, of course. The issue of the integrated financial management system is a new matter which we didn't deal with yet. Let's leave that as is. We'll deal with it when we come to reporting on it. Let's go to 633. Reforming planning and budget frameworks on the following. Did I hear somebody say correction?
No.
Agreed?
The following, yeah.
Okay. 6.4?
6.41.
Yeah.
There's nothing that is missing here. The Department of Transport, Alliance, and Enhance must, or what?
You may say must, or you can keep it as is. It will imply must.
It
says
ensures that the department.
The Minister of Transport should ensure that the Department of Alliance and Enhance.
Let's just put something here.
Under the 6.4, it says the Minister of Transport should ensure that.
Yeah.
Then it makes it correct because of the funding system.
Should ensure that all the Department of Alliance, okay.
Agreed?
Yeah.
6.42? Just that last bullet, are we saying report quarterly to this portfolio, to this committee, or are we meaning this one? Okay. Agreed?
Yes.
All right. 6.5. Ministers of Finance and Central Monitoring and Evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
Page 40. Any amendments, corrections? Agreed? Yes.
On 6.5, I think you have to say Minister of Finance and Ministers.
It includes the two departments, Department of Finance and DPME. That's why it says Ministers.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So jointly they should do carry out those tasks. Yes, Honor MacLachlan.
I just wanted to ask about the last bullet point, to provide regular reports. Regular could be every month, every 3 months, every 5 years.
10 years, that's too many reports.
Maybe we should specify quarterly reports.
Yes, you're right, because in the previous page we said quarterly.
Yes.
Report quarterly. Maybe we should repeat the same thing here as well.
The oversight structures, remember, it's your public enterprise, if they give them, they will then have to make a follow-up timely. If we need them, because remember here we prioritize, we will call them when we need them. Remember, we prioritize SOEs, departments that we think warrants attention. Then we'll call them. I don't know. It's an input, it's not
but
a final.
We're making a lot of work for ourselves, otherwise we'll say to this committee.
Yes, that's why I asked earlier on whether we are saying reporting quarterly to this committee.
Yeah,
or
to this. But I think oversight structures are correct. I still think we should say quarterly. So if we know that the oversight structures are getting quarterly reports.
Okay.
Okay, Chair, is it not here where we can then allocate that recommendation on strengthening of monitoring and evaluation units across the spheres of government? Remember, I came up with that recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's finance also has got a monitoring section. And then planning, it is their core business, but they haven't trained. They only do the planning, but they have not trained across this so that they should know what to do and on the plan, and then not do it. It's a proposal.
Chair?
Yep.
Can I recommend that we include this? Because actually, because we have DPM already allocated the responsibility for deputy DPM, then we also include the one on MNE.
Yeah, it says invest more in monitoring and evaluation capabilities.
Okay, we're going to craft it for the DPM and then we'll bring it out.
Because NHI model entails they being general practitioners,
you contract them to come and serve a certain district or area, but then they are not there full time. So that is what I was referring to, but I just obtain more details now. So this input is the one from the HSRC, because they were quite different in NHI. Then this is one of the things that it should be brought to the attention of the Minister of Health. So that's the thing one, I'll just repeat it, but it's referred to in the past where I understood it, how to get GPs into the participate in the NHI, especially the kind of countries.
Okay.
You know the problem with this NHI is that it's perpetually in pilot stage, and we must begin to say that it must be implemented.
Yes.
And of course, in implementation, you always evaluate success and improve. And I think that we must find a way of saying that here. Otherwise, it's not moving.
It is not.
Okay. Honorable Manana?
No, on bullet number one, I think it's helpful if we can say testing the contracting of doctors in and out model, so that it is clear is what you are talking about.
Of doctor.
Oh, okay, it's okay. Can I just verify that it means exactly that? Because that's the way I understand it. I take it as just from now.
In the in and out.
So the model is in and the out model.
And even when the doctors are doing sessions, they will go to the clinic, but they are not staying there. They are in and out.
Or in and out. It's the name of the program.
Okay. No, that's fine. A follow up on Honorable Member Gwabal. Okay, still on the floor.
Yes. With regards to the NHI. We can say it mustn't be on a pilot stage for too long, but there are problems. We don't have enough doctors. That is why the money that was allocated was not used to the fullest. And they still need to have results from the pilot.
Okay. When we had a meeting with health and the health department, the DG said they now they've come to the end of the pilot study. They are now beginning with the implementation, and then he mentioned a strengthening of district offices, and he said they must also be given power to take decisions, something like that. They must not be, I still remember, he said they must not be used as post office. Said they must be strengthened and be given powers, because that's where it's going to be. And then he spoke about seven places, where they're going to start. Something like it's going to be a phase in thing. But he then said, when we are ready, they are ready to come and present to us about the state of readiness. So which means now they are ready to start, but here I think we must then talk about those districts. District hospitals, you say the Minister of Health must ensure that district health centers are equipped for implementation. And also, they must be given powers to take this. Because our powers are centralized. So they must decentralize powers so that they can have power to take decisions at that level.
Bullet point two accommodate that
And the last one.
Or should we, yes.
Now,
put
hospitals
it as the manner you say, mm-hmm. the district.
Yeah.
Must be given power.
Mm-hmm.
There are different centers when
yeah.
of service. Smongi, you know. There'll be, Bambisa, who is a secondary? What?
Primary.
Secondary.
And curative.
And curative. Now, le at a district, ge e union.
It's primary.
Primary.
Mm.
Okay. So Lela Vele is linked, yeah, but it's going to be operated not at hospital, say at district health center.
So is it
primary healthcare?
Mm.
Not primary healthcare. NHI. But
you
operate at a district,
yeah, at a district
health
yeah.
center.
The primary healthcare for the district.
Yeah. That's why you must help us because you understand this thing better than us.
I'm confused.
Yeah, that helps.
Help me.
Yeah.
No. Hello. I need to move to the way.
Help us, help.
It's cool.
What is supposed to happen at a district health center? But that's where this is going to be implemented, the NHI. At a district health center.
District hospital.
Is it hospital or
there will be primary health care centers and district hospital. Because this is hospitals also fall under primary.
Okay.
This is hospitals are reference centers for primary health care facilities. And community health, there's primary health care clinics and then there's the community health center. Yeah, it's community health centers, which fall within the district anyway. Mm-hmm. District health
so what recommendation must we make then to the minister to make sure that program takes off the ground at district level and the district centers are strengthened in terms of equipment, in terms of medication, in terms of staffing?
Well, maybe we can just put it as you are saying, because where we are sitting is not easy to say. Yeah, but what you are saying maybe is to say they must strengthen.
Oh, okay.
Chairperson,
okay.
I think point number two
okay.
is looking at that. And bullet number last is the one that Mr. Kwabaza was talking about, which we need to expand from
pilots
now.
Yeah, but must show that we understand where are we in terms of the phases. Well, but it's the same pain. Now that's why National Treasury has allocated more funds for implementation of the NHI. He has added, it has increased.
And that is why you were saying we need to expand beyond now.
Beyond the 10
pilots. But that department is expanding already. So it should not come like there's a need. They have already, but we want to make sure that this program is successful. They are now at an implementation stage at a district health center level. But we need to make sure, because we were told that those district centers are treated like post offices. So, but then they need to be prepared in such a way that they are fully equipped. They have, ambulances. And the equipment, they must have those. Medication, HR. To be strengthening means they must be provided with all those so that they can operate fully.
Yeah, but it's going to run. They must give us some workshops. I'm lost now. Serious, I don't understand all this.
Okay, do you want to come in? Because we need to finalize on this one. Expanding beyond the 10 pilot project. Niyasaba kubaza kuthi we are not knowledgeable. You need to be knowledgeable. And take a mass decisions, ma resolution, make resolutions the practical. Honorable member. Okay, let's not be detracted. Let's focus. I need we are helping each other here. If you need workshop, you'll get it later. For now, we'll be with this. This recommendation.
Tonight.
Honourable Member McLaughlin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just one simple thing. Bullet point two, providing hospital management with greater decision making powers. I would suggest you provide people with something.
With great decision.
With greater decision making powers. Just one proposal. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, the hospital management, are we talking about the district?
Possible.
Mm.
Oh, why don't we then say district hospital management?
No,
yeah,
we can add that.
Yeah, district, because
yes,
then there are
and
many hospitals. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And district health services.
Yes, yes,
district hospitals, yes, refer to my health centers and clinics. It's a district. Yes, it's dealing with primary health care.
And then the NHI? No, it's dealing with it. Okay. Then I think we are answered. All right. So what else needs to be corrected? I mean, they're expanding beyond the 10 pilot districts. Because pilot phase is over. It's not like we're telling them they must get over. So they're already done. They're at an implementation stage now, phase one of implementation of NHI. So I'm scared to talk about the pilot when I read about it somewhere. The pilot stage is over. We're now at an implementation stage. And then if, for instance, if we are not sure, ne, you know, you can, you know what, after this, you can phone just to validate this information on the pilot study. Because as far as I'm concerned, it's over, they are at an implementation. That's why they must prepare the districts. And ours is to make sure that this project does not fail. It takes off the ground with those things, like I said, they must, because they need those things to run successfully. They need equipment, they need emergency services, they need personnel, they need medication. Right? Magis Nukwanya?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Mm.
Does this input you receive from the HFRC, the 10 pilots are still in place? Because, for example, in the DORA, for example, funding for the health professional contracting grant and also for NHI speaks exclusively to the 10 pilots. That's where it's directed to. And it's scheduled to end. It's funded for the next for the next 3 years. But
can you please validate that information?
It's here in the DORA. It's part of the DORA.
Mm.
Validate. So
that is what I was talking about.
What the HSR is proposing is that, yes, the 10 pilots are there, but go beyond that.
Mm.
So we are now putting this proposal in front of the Minister of Health that move beyond the 10 pilots.
So we retain this?
Mm.
Yes, but
okay.
But the members also said a lot of things that we will also want to incorporate with the proposed. That I'm not going to read something because I want one member to
come okay.
Incorporate a capacity component in the indirect grant of the National Health Insurance in order to strengthen district health services in preparation for the implementation of the NHI. That's the first one. And then the second one is develop implementation plans to strengthen district health services in preparation for the rolling out of the NHI in all provinces.
Members, are you happy?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Great one.
All right.
Just move from group one.
Honorable members, I'm going to hand over to Honorable Member Babaza to chair this meeting. I am double booked. I have to attend the PBO's board meeting. I also sit in that board meeting. So.
Y muy pratas. Muy pratas. Muy pratas.
Well,
no, no, la lela. Matutis. Man. We must be having some jokes here, man. Don't make it too troublesome.
Okay. So thank you very much. Otherwise, I'm really happy with the progress we've made so far, and
I strongly believe that we can make better progress, on the last part of this recommendation.
Yeah, and I admire your stamina.
Therefore, are you done with what you were just about to read?
I'm afraid we are wrong or true.
Or 6.6 is done.
It's done.
Yes.
Okay.
And then it's only to verify the to validate the insertion of the GP in a test in and out.
Okay.
That's the first one.
Okay.
I'll speak to you at the end.
Okay. 6.7? Social development?
Thank you, Chair. 672, the third line, we've got the following the options. Just take note, the second B there.
Oh, yes. Any further amendments? 672, that's where we are now. Agreed?
Agreed.
673. Agreed. 674. Agreed. 675. Agreed. Let's go to 676, still on social development and cooperative governance.
Yeah.
Agreed? Oh, yes. Honourable McLaughlin.
Wouldn't it be more correct for us to say cooperative governance and traditional affairs?
Yeah. And traditional affairs. Six point eight. Again, cooperative governance and traditional affairs. And finance, DPME, public service and administration. Great. 6.9, higher education and training. But we're just almost talking about partnership with the private sector and so on to strengthen in service, what do you call it? Apprenticeships.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Yes, sir.
Excuse me, Chair. There was something that Chair alerted earlier about improving the capacity of the lecturers and the teachers.
Yes.
So it's the one we're going to insert now. I just want to to read it to the committee for. Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Then it's going to be bullet number 3. It's a new one. That we improve.
Yes. 6.1? 6.9?
6.9.
No, 6.9.
The throughout.
Which is not 6.10 in your. I'm just going to read it. Improve the capacity of educators within TVET through the strengthening of linkages between the public and private sector.
Through the capacity of?
and let the.
That is what they said. They do have money to do that.
Mm.
Why are we repeating it?
They are not doing it. That's the point.
Mm. No, according to this budget, this appropriation, they are saying there's money allocated to train. Lecturers for the TVET.
And now we are saying they should strengthen the linkages with the private sector as well, so that they don't just work on their own, also tap into that, the expertise of the private sector.
That is what they were saying. It's because my speech is talking about all those things.
Oh.
Okay.
If I may just
so you have them.
Yes, sir.
It didn't respond to, because what Honorable Sobasa was raising is that it has not been spoken about the quality that of the colleges themselves. It needs to to rise, and a lot of that has to do with the staff itself, that they are not qualified and so on and so on. So we the committee is trying to respond to exactly that. And it's not linked to the private sector as well.
So shouldn't we rather replace capacity with quality, improve the quality of educators?
The in-service training. That it should take place throughout the duration of the course, not just the last 18 months.
Come again.
I think the in-service. So that you balance the theory and practice.
Oh, throughout.
Yeah. In fact, we must say so, that in order to balance the theory and practice, itself must take place throughout the duration of the course. Because one of the reasons why these learners don't get employed after is because employers know that they don't have the practical skills, and it is the weakness of the system, not the private sector's inability to absorb them.
Okay.
We got that.
In-service training to take place throughout the duration of the course, so as to balance theoretical and practical experience.
Theoretical knowledge and practical experience.
Yes. Theoretical knowledge. All right. Are we okay with 6.9? We go to 6.10, basic education. Somewhere we must say what we were saying, that basic education, as well as higher education, as well as post-school education, must strengthen the output. So the policy and curriculum considerations need to be made to strengthen, to improve the output. We got that? Because you know what, it has been said that some of the challenges in higher education are inherited from the weaknesses in basic education.
Yeah, true.
I forgot, you know, when we were talking about that theoretical knowledge and practical experience, let's incorporate what the lady down there was saying, that even university students need that. It's not just the TVET colleges. So we say TVET colleges and post-school education programs.
Yeah, Chair, just want to say.
Yes,
sir. What she was saying is that even university students need it. But with TVET, it's compulsory, because if you train on the theory and you did not do the practice, you are actually not trained.
Yeah, let's incorporate the universities, especially where necessary. I mean,
no, Chair. What I'm saying, we had it when we went for oversight here in Khayelitsha. That certificate, you say with the university, they need it. I agree with that. But on the TVET, we must emphasize, because that university, that certificate that they get, if it is
dependent on
dependent on the practical.
Yeah. Okay. We got it, Zandian Sapo?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Minister of Basic Education and Higher Education and Training should ensure that the Department of Basic Education and Higher Education and Training strengthen policy aimed at improving the quality of school curriculum and student throughput rate to meet the needs of a modern economy.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was proposing that the meeting can move on to the other.
We can move.
Yes,
while
then
you,
we
move okay.
There, because we are.
All right. Let's go to 6 7. Water and sanitation and finance and national treasury. Agreed? 6 11. Are we done?
Yes.
6 12. Human settlement. DPME. Agreed. 6 point. That's 6 12 1. 6 point. 6 12 2.
Agreed.
6 12 3. Agreed. 6 13. 6 13 1. Human settlement again. Okay.
these other relevant departments.
Mm. Where? Why is that?
6.13.1.
Human settlement and relevant departments strengthen delivery capacity and align housing programs. Yes, what?
When the human settlement department was here, they indicated that there's work that, for example, Department of Rural Development needs to do, and also Department of COGTA in terms of the municipalities. That is the communication that they must issue for them to be able to process the title deed. So it requires a lot of inputs from other departments as well. It does not rely solely with the department. So hence the use of
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And the rural development higher land as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So we agree on that?
Okay.
6.13.2. People with disabilities, right? Should include that. All right. 6.14, rural development and land reform. 6.14. Shouldn't we put it the other way around to say that there must be closer or integrated action between these two departments? Yeah. Right, 6.14.2. Again, people with disability to be included there. Agreed.
Okay.
6.14.4. Agreed. Recommendations.
Okay.
Yes. Honorable Sheikh.
Thank you. Can I ask that we insert a few words in the item number 7,
yeah,
just so that we can give an accurate recollection of what happened in the meeting. Just as Dr. Fig table proposed, can I just add, and we can decide if we're going to accept or reject it. I would like us to add, after the word proposed, 405 amendments, and after amendments, in the amount of 10.8 billion rand, to fund 6 proposals to create jobs, fight crime, support poor students, fight corruption, assist the poor, and safeguard our borders to the to the 2017 appropriations bill, which were rejected by the committee.
Yes, Tara.
Chairperson, the chairperson who was double booked also made a submission regarding number 7. She said that we should insert after serious deliberations on the 405 proposed amendments affecting 27 departments. The committee rejected the submission by Dr. M.J. Fick, and then we continue the sentence.
Let me just ask this question. Let me allow members to comment first. On Dr. Fink's proposal. Honorable Kusna Kwanyang.
Thanks, Chair. I just think that both of them, I mean, Dr. Fink came with that, but I also just felt that something is missing because we did evaluate on this thing and we came up with that. And I'm not sure about them just rejected, but then I think the fact that the chair maybe has added that component of saying we deliberated on it, because I was going to raise the fact that if we just say that table 405 amendments to this amount and without an explanation, I had a problem with it, but I'm more comfortable.
Honorable Matosa.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just thought personally that perhaps we should also make mention of the fact that there were a presentation on it by the PBO and advocate.
Yes,
Jenkins. It should be mentioned that there was some input. It makes it look like we did actually pay some attention and engage on the matter rather than just project out.
I don't think that we should. I agree that we should do specify that there were this number of amendments affecting so many departments. But I don't think that we must mention, you know, every little detail and so on. It should suffice that there were this number of amendments, 407 of them, affecting 27 departments, and then go on to say that the committee deliberated on the proposed amendments and received inputs from the PPO and the legal advisor Advocate Jenkins. And after consideration, the committee did not support the amendments, rather than say reject. Let's put it in a more constructive manner. Honorable Bishop,
yes, Honorable Chair, I agree with what you have said, because it must not sound like the committee just negatively rejected. We did not put it because of advice by PBO and the legal advisor, and they did not say those are bad or horrible inputs, but they only alluded to the fact that it would be changing the whole the whole bill, appropriation, but also advise that perhaps we should look into, for the sake of time, time frames. They also said, as members, we should also look at entering these things in the portfolio committees and other committees before, when we still have time. So it was with their way to reject would be very negative.
Yeah. Agreed.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Let's hear what you have written, crafted.
Okay. Dr. C. Cable proposed
Do you have to say that?
Okay, table 405 proposed amendment in the amount of 10.8 million to fund job creation, drug related crimes, financial diseases, and improve water management on the 2017 appropriation bill. After serious deliberations on a submission which comprised of 405 proposed amendments affecting the 7 departments and in consultation with the Parliamentary Budget Office and the Parliamentary Legal Services, the committee did not support the proposed amendment.
We are great.
Great.
Dr. Fick?
That's fine, actually. I'm trying to say, as long as we get to what transpires.
Okay.
I must say, I want to say this, this is very sharp. I'm going to miss them because I'm still waiting for the drafting of this thing, and it's done already. It's like they did it last night. So.
What?
No, that's why you mustn't go.
All right.
We can fight this together. You want it to be a tough
choice. Maybe you must defy your principal.
No,
yeah, right.
It's my friend, I'll talk to you.
Paragraph 2, notwithstanding the recommendations in section 6 above, the Standing Committee on Appropriations recommend that National Assembly adopts the 2017 Appropriations Bill without amendments. Agreed? Conclusion. The responses to the recommendations are set out in Section 6 above by the relevant executive authorities must be sent to Parliament within 60 days of the adoption of this report by the National Assembly. All right, we're done. Now, yes, so far.
Just because there were things that
yes.
We were supposed to write, I want them to read them to the committee and
yeah.
See if they accept them.
Yeah, let's get
okay.
That.
The first one is the two, there was a finding proposed by Honorable Chairperson on the fluctuation in performance, attainment of performance targets by department. So I'll read it now. It states as follows. The committee's concern are about the lack of consistency in the attainment of performance targets, with departments showing fluctuating performance year to year. The committee is of the view that departments should be able to maintain high levels of performance consistently year on year.
Okay. Agree? Okay, we agree with that.
Okay. Oh, and then it's just the second one. On a proposal of Chairperson Honorable Pauza on the productivity. Okay, I'll read it now. The committee notes with concern FFC's submission that the growth in the public sector wage bill has not been accompanied by increases in public sector productivity. The committee places emphasis on increasing productivity in all spheres of government, especially within the current constrained fiscal environment. And
Agreed? All right.
Okay. And then just the last two now.
Okay.
There were recommendations that were proposed by the committee. The first one, okay, proposed by Chairperson as well, is on public service, and it reads as follows. The Minister of Public Service and Administration should ensure that all departments adhere to the turnaround time for the filling of funded vacant posts.
Okay. Agreed.
Okay.
And the last one?
And then this one speaks to the Minister of DPME. The Minister of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation should ensure that the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation submits a report on payment of invoices by national and provincial departments to the committee on a quarterly basis. That's the first one. And then the second one, the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation strengthen monitoring and evaluation units for all spheres of government by investing in M&E capabilities.
Okay. Are we agreed? No objection. Agreed. Okay, thank you. Now let's adopt the report formally. Proposer? Honorable McLachlan?
Sorry, Jay, can I just ask, the conclusion doesn't have a number. Do we normally get a number? Is it number 8 or do we just call it conclusion?
Yes, let's give it a number. Okay.
And then secondly, Jay, as is our custom, may we reserve our rights, please. Thank you.
No, let me start by adoption first, and then we will.
Fair enough.
Yes. Honourable Shepherd-Stoller.
Yeah. I have forgot to say, don't mess up my.
Yeah, proceed.
I support the adoption.
You propose adoption.
I propose adoption.
Second. Honourable Manana. Seconded, and then. And then that part, Honorable Matthew, was talking about should be part of the report. Okay. Honorable members, we are. I don't know whether I see the
no,
there's a set
doctor,
of minutes.
Dr. McLuhan.
There's a set of minutes. Are we in a position to? How many? Are two, four, six. Yes, let's quickly adopt.
Yeah, before we adopt, Chair, can I reserve my right to pass the budget?
To pass what?
The budget, to support the budget.
Yes, we have the minutes of the 30th of May. Page 1. Yes, Honourable Fink.
It's two things there. Can you just double check? I cannot believe it because it's Tuesday and I see we started at 9 o'clock and I know we normally start at 10, so just double check that. And then while I'm there, the apology for E.N. Slanguini. I'm not so sure when she was over, but.
Yeah,
it's
the ANC.
What?
She's listed as a member of the ANC there.
Who is that?
Oh.
Yo, no, remove that one.
Yeah, no, that's correct. Let's correct.
Dr. P, not in some
way. All right. All right. Next page, two. Yes, Honorable.
Chair, her name is also spelled wrong.
Yours.
Slanguini, not
Slanguini. Oh, yes, with an N.
Yes.
Slanguini.
Hmm?
Slanguini.
Yeah, should the N. On the other one.
All right, two.
Let me check mine.
Page two.
Correct.
Page three.
No.
Move for adoption. Honorable Fick, seconder. Honorable Shoppers Tole. Minutes dated the 31st of May. First page. Second page. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Yes, Honorable McLaughlin.
Thank you, Chair. I just wondered, do we not, 6.3 I'm referring to,
yes.
Do we not give them a time within which they have to submit the things we listed there? It's just open-ended, aren't we?
6.3?
Yes.
Okay.
Did we not give them a time if they have to give them the time? I'm not sure. We should have.
What did you say there? When are they supposed to submit?
Apparently we didn't make a decision, but perhaps I feel we should have.
Yes.
Can't do anything.
Yeah, we can't do anything about it. But it then means that we must follow through.
Follow up.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Dr. Fick?
We will check item number 7.
7.
Yes, page 6. I think that the chairperson must have thanked everyone after she made the announcement about the meeting.
After she made an announcement about?
Let me just be specific. It says the chairman thanked everyone for their attendance and participation. Then after that, the chairperson announced that the meeting scheduled for Thursday, 18, with National Treasury. So what I'm saying is that she thanked everybody. It should be the last item.
Oh, okay. So the other way around. Okay. Shall
this
we?
This is what transpired.
Unless she said it as an announcement. Of, no. The announcement comes first.
Before
the thanking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just do that. All right. Page 7 is fine, eh? All right. Mover. Honorable Manana, seconder, Honorable McLaughlin. So we're done with the minutes. Now, Honorable Members, you well aware that one of our valued members is leaving, Dr. Fick. We have been in the committee together now for half this term. Now this dear gentleman refuses to complete this term with us. Dr. Fick, we appreciate your unwavering commitment and contribution in the work of this community up to this far. And for that we without exception we wish to thank you dearly for the work that you have done in the committee, the quality of contributions that you have made in the committee, and the spirit with which you engaged. I say this without fear of contradiction that we have moved forward very significantly in performing the work of the Standing Committee on Appropriations as a result of the commitment and the spirit with which you engaged. Openly, frankly, politely, with deep respect. And you have earned our respect as well. We will miss you. If we could, we would have done it to the office of Honorable Maimane. But we congratulate you for the next step that you are going on to now. We wish you well. We wish you all the success and continue to grow from strength to strength. Thank you very much. You go well.
Yes, thanks. I know you're the last person that's supposed to speak, but I also want to thank everybody in this committee. I also, the same respect, while I have a lot of respect for everybody here, I was treated with respect, and that made my job easy. Look, being in the Appropriations Committee, we will all know, it's not an easy committee to be part of. It demands a lot of us. We have to be here. But I think the commitment that was shown by everybody and the respect, I've made some friends, and I'm going to miss everyone. That includes the members as well as the support staff, not only. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely going to miss every one of you. So thank you as well for making me feel at home. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Announcement.
Is there another announcement?
Mr. McCalkin, Ms. Chopper, let's go to the meeting.
Oh, you are going to ethics?
Yes.
All right. Now,
I'm going to collapse now.
Dr. Fick, the meeting stands adjourned, but I was just about to say we will leave him behind now when we go back to Germany and Sweden.
I'm saying nothing because I've got other plans to stop this.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
How many minutes are you taking?
Oh, I need to turn it to 12.
Okay.
But they will come in the meeting.
Mr.
McLaughlin.
Okay, thanks very much.
Mr. McLaughlin.